breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The traditional U.S.-South Korea military exercise is just getting underway, although on a smaller scale than in years gone by.
President Trump taking to his Truth Social page, stating he has instructed Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to substantially reduce the military drills we do with that country. The president saying, based on my very good relationship with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, I am not happy with the fact the U.S. has long ago agreed to participate in joint military exercises with South Korea. These exercises are not only costly, but send a signal that is totally inappropriate and hostile to a country that, as long as Donald J. Trump has been president, has been unthreatening and respectful.
Correspondent Laura Winter says Mr. Trump has also cited South Korea for a lack of support in the Iran war. American negotiator Jared Kushner has held a rare meeting with the Hamas chief in Egypt to push to jumpstart the stalled Gaza ceasefire.
It's a meeting that would once have been unthinkable, but the face-to-face talks between Jared Kushner and Khalil al-Haya in Cairo are a sign of just how keen Washington is to see the next phase of the Board of Peace's Gaza deal put into action. Israel has rejected the plan, which would see it withdraw from the Gaza Strip while Hamas would disarm, handing its weapons over to a new governing body. Reports say Jared Kushner called for concrete, verifiable steps from Hamas, adding that Gaza could never be a source of terror.
The BBC's Joe Inwood. Days of torrential rain and severe flooding have killed at least seven people in Indiana. Four-year-old boy, three men, and three women lost their lives. Hurricane Lala has weakened to a tropical storm after pummeling Hawaii. Bridges and other infrastructure are damaged. About 100 homes been swept off their foundations on the Big Island. The Dow futures down 70 points. NASDAQ futures up 133. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had some rain overnight. Some of the roadway conditions are still a bit damp now as we get underway, but nothing major early, but a couple of things to watch for. There's a wreck in Howard County as you're moving around the Anne Arundel County line, Route 32 eastbound at Dorsey Run Road, and up in Harford County, three down on Route 1 to the north of Route 924. We're live here at the Old Harbor Tunnel with the lanes open. Fort McHenry Tunnel looks good, and right now the Beltway traffic is clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more clouds around. Stray shower possible. Temps are going to be warmer in the upper 80s, and it's going to feel muggy as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 in Nottingham and 70 in Abingdon. At 6:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A deadly officer-involved shooting in Bel Air is being investigated. Police say a Bel Air police officer attempted a traffic stop along the 300 block of Franklin Street on Saturday night. At some point, investigators say the officer became involved in a struggle with the driver, which led to the officer firing his service weapon. The man was taken to an area hospital where he later died. The officer was also injured during the altercation. He was treated and released from the hospital. And an investigation is underway after a bank was burglarized in Northeast Baltimore over the weekend. Police say construction equipment was used to break into Wells Fargo Bank along the 1700 block of East Northern Parkway early yesterday.
yesterday morning when officers arrived. They found an excavator in the parking lot, and the front of the building sustained significant damage, and an ATM was smashed. And a man is dead after a shooting in Baltimore. Police say the 24-year-old victim was gunned down late Saturday afternoon along the 400 block of Lafayette Avenue. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 number was 782, the pick 4, 2385. 6:05 on Casey & Company, Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Many conservatives and broadcast media are on the air today because of the trail that was blazed by Rush Limbaugh. Rush showed us all that truth coupled with courage could take you a long way in educating and encouraging the masses. Jesus said to know the truth would set you free, and whereas he was speaking of freedom from the bondage of sin through the truth of Christ the Savior, Rush showed us that the same principle also works in human affairs as it plays out in the political arena. We saw that in the last election as 77 million voters, armed with the truth, made their voice heard. And thanks to Rush, we've been emboldened to continue our search for truth and freedom moving forward. One last note on him. Because he was a believer in the saving power of Christ, he has experienced the zenith of true freedom right now in heaven above. I never had the opportunity to meet him here on earth, but because of our shared Christian faith, that will be rectified when I meet him in heaven. You can access our MOTs at cubhillchurch.org/IDOT. This is Pastor David Lewis of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports are brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, speaking of my guys, how about our guys, the Birds, clutching third place now in the wild card race.
And you had to make some really hard choices, but this team has battled through it.
That's a fair ball inside the bag at third with the bases loaded. Holiday in, Alonso in. Here comes Henderson, and everybody scores.
Dave Fleming and the former Oriole Brian Roberts had the call on NBC Peacock. It was a memorable sixth inning for the Birds yesterday. 7 runs, all with 2 out, nobody on, as the O's win their 3rd in a row over Tampa Bay. 10-2 was the final yesterday at the Trop. After the game, Pete Alonso, who had a big 2-run double.
We never counted ourselves out the entire year, and we're just really excited that we're playing good ball, and what a time to do it.
The win moves Baltimore to 61-63 on the year, and yes, indeed, into the third wild card slot in the AL, but still, no less than 6 teams within 1.5 games of one another. Granted, it's only preseason, and it has no correlation to Super Bowl success, but it's hard to come away from Saturday night's Ravens game without a grin. The team was ready to play, aggressive, and in control on both sides of the ball. Head coach Jesse Minter said as much in the postgame.
Great first opportunity for our guys. Really happy, proud of the way, just really the way that we played. That was our main focus, was a play style. I thought we had that on both sides of the ball and on special teams. Physicality, line of scrimmage dominant.
Ravens outgained the Eagles 440-159. They outfirst down them 31-6. Coming up in 30 minutes, how good was Scotty Scheffler yesterday? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's a Monday, August 17, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this hour, a socialist New York lawmaker tells us when it's okay for people to shoplift. Coming up, Maryland Tax Court striking down the digital tax, and still yet another swing and a miss for Governor Wes Moore. Speaking of which, Wes Moore ordering his state agencies not to cooperate with certain media. That would be anybody involved with Sinclair Broadcasting, Fox 45, Channel 7 in D.C., Spotlight on Maryland, and, of course, the Baltimore Sun. It's Wes Moore's media war, and it all started back in a MS Now interview when he went after the owner of Sinclair Broadcasting and the independent owner of the Baltimore Sun, along with Armstrong Williams. That would be David Smith of Sinclair Broadcasting, and he did purchase the Sun separately. They're not, again, one and the same, Fox 45 or Sinclair and the Sun paper. They're two separate entities. That, of course, it all started then on MS Now when he said this about David Smith.
This is a person who was in, who was invested in by Jeffrey Epstein, who now bought the Baltimore Sun and is now using the Baltimore Sun to, as he says, to do Donald Trump's work and to spread his message. Is this isn't just about what David Smith is doing in Baltimore. This is about how local media is being bought around the country.
Yeah, it's okay when leftist billionaires buy media outlets, and when corporate media run by lefties, all the alphabet networks and most of the, with the exception of Fox and Newsmax. I mean, you know, here we have this little tiny little sliver of independent or maybe even center right, because the rest of the media is center left. He's okay with the center left media networks, and the reason why this is a fly in the ointment is because, let's face it, Sinclair's been doing a bang up job investigating the inconsistencies, the lies and untruths that he has told about his military records. And that's what has brought us to this point. And then he claims that David Smith is pure, 100, unadulterated, 100% MAGA.
A MAGA billionaire is threatening to sue me because I told the truth. David Smith, the owner of the Baltimore Sun and Sinclair Broadcast Group, thinks he can threaten me and silence me with baseless legal threats. Not because I lied, but because I spoke the truth about him. So can you please rush your donation to help me fight back?
Oh, there it is. There's the ad. Okay, he's out there with an ad now asking for your donations to fight back against that media owner, that mega billionaire, David Smith. I need your money, Democrats, independents, and some disaffected Republicans. Please send your money now. Nothing worse than watching the governor of the state of Maryland beg for money because he lied about his military records on his White House Fellows application. And now, of course, he has ordered, and we'll get into this in greater detail in just a second, he's ordered his state agencies not to cooperate with any request having to do with Sinclair Broadcasting and or the Baltimore Sun. So they are to be, even when it has nothing to do with this private lawsuit. Now, Moore had to hire a private attorney to handle his affairs in this particular case. This is a private lawsuit between David Smith and Wes Moore. It has nothing to do with media credentials or media access, but they're now taking their case to the public. And we're being picked on, again. I love it when the Democrat war machine whines like the babies that they are. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Good morning, sir. Welcome
good morning.
Back. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Nice to be back. Thanks to Nino for sitting in on Friday. Appreciate that, the councilman.
You have to watch out for El Nino.
Yes, you do.
Building quickly in the
that
Pacific.
In Lala.
Yeah, Lala. Is it Lala or Layla?
It's Lala.
I know. That's what I thought. We were just discussing that.
Yeah, it is Lala.
Yeah, I mean, tore up a lot of stuff in Hawaii.
Yeah, it did.
You see what they got? What, they get 42 inches of rain or something like that. Holy mackerel. The west side outer loop looks good, looking at the beltway early, and nothing major right now on the Parkville side. We can see some of the roadways are still a bit wet, had some rain overnight, so they're a little bit damp in spots, so just a heads up for that. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. We're fine. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound on the Bay Bridge, and then clear at the Severn River Bridge and Ritchie Highway, I-97 at the top of the hill. It's still running okay at the ramp at Route 32, and we've had a look already on the BW Parkway from Arundel Mills to Route 32 and northbound from Powder Mill Road up through the ramps at 197, and all the lanes are open. They're still working on a wreck on Route 32. It was eastbound at Dorsey Run Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast starts off mild today, muggy heading towards the afternoon, maybe a stray shower again. Highs in the upper 80s, a little bit drier Tuesday and Wednesday before another weather maker will move in by Thursday or so. So heavy storms again last night, a lot of rain through the area, even some power outages as well. Right now, partly cloudy, 76 in Annapolis, 73 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. A new study out claims that men who drink coffee have higher testosterone levels. So, Chuck, you can stop drinking your chock full of nuts.
Thank you, Mr.
Casey. unless that coffee that the order is a decaf light rose soy mocha latte with a caramel swirl.
I would begin to question. I should have said, thank you, Mr.
The testosterone levels of that. On Saturday, St. Louis Cardinals rookie Joshua Baez did something no other player in baseball history has ever done. He hit three home runs in his first three major league at bats. Back to back.
Man. Wow.
Yeah, was immediately traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's the way things are going in Major League Baseball right now. Air France has closed their sauna lounge at the Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris after passengers turned it into a sex den.
Wow.
In a sauna lounge, right?
Ew.
Gives a new meaning to the term layover in Paris.
Oh, Macron.
Yes, Macron. Oh, Macron. If you're wondering if your license plate has been searched by a flock camera, there's a website that will tell you. It's haveibeenflocked.com. It's true. It's an actual website. I looked it up. If you always wanted a big brother, now you have one.
Yeah.
Following you everywhere you go. Yeah, who knows?
That's terrifying.
Federal regulators have been given permission to President Trump's his crypto business called World Liberty Financial to operate as a bank. Joe Biden went to open his own bank, but they had trouble chaining the auto pens to the to the table. And an 8-year-old boy fishing in a river near Philadelphia actually caught a piranha.
People saw that.
Yeah, did you see that? Mm-hmm. People think, obviously, they buy them as exotic pets, and then they get tired of them, and they just either flush them down the toilet or release them into the water or whatever.
It was like 2 pounds.
Yeah, it was a big one. Big. And sharp, razor-sharp teeth. If they aren't nasty enough, it was also an Eagles fan, so that's pretty much a double whammy right there. Sad news, actress Hayden Panettiere died yesterday, only 36 years of age. No word on the cause of her death. She had acted since she was a small child, starting at the age of 5 on the soap opera One Life to Live. Here she is as a child actor with Maury Povich.
It wasn't that long ago I was getting off the bus from Alabama. Everybody thinks I'm just a flash in the pan.
You can do this.
I know. Can catch the moon in my hand. Don't you know who I am? Remember my name. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to fly. I'm gonna live forever. Baby, remember my name.
36 years of age. It's on the soap opera Nashville, which she was great on. I did happen to watch that one. She was also on Heroes, and she was on One Life to Live as a child actor at the age of 5. Sadly, she lost her brother, Jason, I think, at the age of 28. He had died from an enlarged heart or something. Just tragedy in that family. But
oh, my goodness. Yeah, yes.
Only 36 years.
Like Maggie just then.
Yeah, so.
Heard a tune just like Maggie, right in the bag.
Yeah. Okay.
What? That one went over me. That's not fair. I don't have time to fight back. Always give somebody what...
That's a present for you.
My wife and I went down to D.C. on it was Friday night. We saw Leanne Rimes at the Warner Theater in Washington. She was holding her 30th anniversary tour. She was another child prodigy. She started when she was 13.
Yep.
And with How Do I Live? Do you remember that song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. She could still belt it out, man. She did a great job singing. It's very personable. I don't know how much longer she's touring, but if you like Leanne Rimes, if you like that kind of music, you should see her. It's amazing. She had some health issues, so she has GERD really bad, and she had canceled her show in May, and we rescheduled it for August, and because of it affects her vocal cords.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. And she brings all of her. She's got Mylanta and Gaviscon all on the piano right there, and she's like taking swigs from it during the show. It's crazy.
That's a trooper.
Worked for her record company, And he says, I'm going to send you a CD that he burned. He said, I want you to listen to this. And I put it in the thing. I thought, wow, listen to that voice. He said, did you like it? I said, yeah. I said, she's 13.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was so playing her at a station Rimes. In Harrisburg.
Did you think she's going somewhere? Wow.
Yeah, just incredible, though. She had sang for about an hour and a half, and it was kind of sad because the place was only half full, but I think that's because she had canceled and rescheduled, and people have vacation plans and things of that nature. But, no, she was great. A wonderful performance. So
I love that song, Blue.
Yeah, Blue. She did. She opened up with Blue and ended with her encore was a Bonnie Raitt cover, Turn Out the Lights, and she did an amazing job on that as well. Yeah. So, but D.C., it's
Patsy
so nice. What's that?
You know, she kind of had a little Patsy Cline to her.
Yeah, a little bit. But D.C., it's so clean now. National Guard's everywhere. You feel great walking around. In D.C., it really is nice to go down there and not have to look around your shoulder every 10 seconds.
I do that in the parking lot here. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Of course, you like to walk around the building a lot and then
I haven't done that in a long time.
Entertain the construction workers. All right.
That was a long time ago.
Look at that.
Oh, she admits it. She was entertaining the construction workers.
I wasn't entertaining them.
You just said that was a long time ago.
I did say it was a long time. I didn't say it was
off and running.
All right, yes, we are. It's a Monday. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 621, got good news. If you're a Baltimore driver, Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up, so no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted shop close by. These aren't new names. Both have served our community for over 50 years. They do know transmissions, and they will save you money. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid dealer prices, this is who you should call. You get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations, and with free area towing and financing, they'll help you through a tough situation. Call Glenn Burney at 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 AM WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the Westmore's media war. He is basically now got rabbit ears, I think. Okay, I understand. Nobody likes to be criticized, but you're the governor. You ran for this position. You wanted this position. You're the one that decided to lie on your White House fellowship application about being a Bronze Star recipient when the fact is you didn't have it. Okay? I don't care if everybody in the U.S. military said you deserve one, you should get one. The fact that you had not been awarded a Bronze Star at that point, you lied on your application. You lied, and he said it was an honest mistake. I don't think there's anything honest about the guy at all. 623, traffic weather on the threes. Now we update the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Both the tunnels are still running clear this morning. Nothing major there so far. 895 and 95 picked up just a little bit of a speed reduction now in the west side outer loop. You're coming down from Liberty Road right underneath I-70 and from there towards the overpass at Crosby Road. We're picking up some brake lights now in that area. It gets better after Frederick Road and you're clear down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, starting off mild and muggy today, and then this afternoon maybe a stray shower or two. Highs upper 80s, a little bit drier on Tuesday and Wednesday. Before the rain could return on Thursday. Cloudy 73 in Reisterstown, and it's 76 and cloudy in Ocean City. Let's take a phone call here. Mark's in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. And by the way to go, Ravens, this weekend. A great way to start off the preseason with a 24-7 window with the Philadelphia Eagles. Thank you. Okay, here's the thing. What Governor Nomore is doing in ordering the state government agencies not to talk to the press is a violation of both the freedom of speech, freedom of press issue, and maybe freedom of assembly as well, not letting anybody talk to news media, because unfortunately that smells of dictatorship or worse, communism. When you don't want any, each department head may have divergent views and all that. And then by prohibiting this, the ability to speak to the press about how the government is functioning in the state government, now you're denying the citizens the right to know what's going on with their tax dollars and other things. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think, to be fair, I understand what you're saying, and if he had ordered them not to speak at all with the media, that would be accurate. What he's done is he's basically put a stone wall in place. He is basically asking if you're a member of, and again, it's only some media. Let's face it, the Baltimore Banner, they said that his storytelling could be called into question, and now this other piece in the New Yorker last week says that he had inconsistencies in his military record. So it's just not the Sun paper and Sinclair Broadcasting, but what he's done is that if you have an inquiry and you're a member of that part of the media, you have to submit it, and then they're going to put it in for legal review. They're gonna let their lawyers slow walk it, and maybe they get back to you in a timely fashion. Maybe they don't. So it's not like it's been completely being ignored, but they are trying to slow walk it, Mark. But it is, I think, very troublesome, and it's problematic, and I think you're right to be concerned about it. Thanks so much for your call. But again, so they've restricted answers to only a few outlets. And that would be Channel 45, Channel 7 in D.C., Spotlight on Maryland, and, of course, the Baltimore Sun. Everybody else, well, if you know, ask away. And I would think maybe I don't know if they're going to challenge this in a lawsuit or not. The new policy, which state's employees say was directed by the governor's office, and that means it came from the governor himself, has extended to inquiries involving prisons, juvenile justice, child welfare, vulnerable adults, government benefits. These are issues, these are matters that have no connection whatsoever to David Smith's private lawsuit against Wes Moore, the private citizen, I guess, and he was making those comments on MS Now. I understand he's upset because he's got his dander up over the Spotlight on Maryland's reporting about his military records, and he could make it all go away just by releasing all of his pertinent military records, but he won't do that, and we know why he won't do that, because it will highlight the truth. And when he says he's being transparent and he's telling the truth and getting sued for it, folks, that's another one of Wes Moore's lies, and this time it is a whopper. Agencies have provided no timetable for completing these reviews or explaining why a private legal dispute involving the governor requires additional security or questions posed to taxpayer-funded government offices. We as taxpayers have every right to know, again, the answers to some of these questions. And this just goes to show, you know why he's acted this way? Because I think in his hubris, Wes Moore thinks he's got this thing wrapped up. He had that Democrat push poll on last week on Thursday. We talked about it, in which he is up by, 27 points or whatever, allegedly. We'll get into that a little bit later on with Dan Cox's response. So he thinks this is a slam dunk. He has won this election already, okay, in the state of Maryland. Now he's worried about his presidential ambitions. Okay, yeah, that's the only thing that matters to him right now. He could care less about Maryland and the people of Maryland. That's pretty much obvious in the way he's run this state into the ground with the largest tax increases and the vehicle fees and again the energy skyrocketing electric bills and the juvenile thugs running around the state. He could care less. He only is one consideration and ambition is to be president one day, and that's why he's fighting back so hard against this.
Doesn't even care about the Key Bridge, to me.
Yeah, that's exactly. Great. That's another point. The Key Bridge, still in the water. I don't think I heard Kim talking about this last week. The Redskins' new stadium is due to be built in 2030, okay? I think that will be built before the Key Bridge ever rebuilt. All right, exactly. So we're looking at maybe 2031, 2032, if we're lucky, I suppose. But you can call, let us know what you think, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. If you are a contractor and you're doing a remodeling project of a kitchen, let me direct you to the places you really should go for your appliances, and that is if you are a multi-property owner or if you again, or an interior designer, whatever the case may be, a builder, a contractor. Town Appliance, they've got their own trade program. You get your own rep with your own benefits. You get delivery nationwide. You get directed on time. Exactly. You get delivery where you need it at Town Appliance. Go see my good friends, Mayor and Mayor at Town Appliance. They'll take care of you. And again, if you have any questions, all you have to do is give them a call. And their number, if you want to give them a call, is 410-364-4400. I'll go to townappliance.com and get started today. They have the best pricing, and they're the best guys to deal with. 6:30, time for news headlines with the update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Baltimore Baby Fund initiative appears to be heading to the November ballot. That's according to supporters who say they've collected enough valid signatures. The initiative calls for giving a one-time $1,000 cash payment or supplies or subsidies to parents of newborns. And the cause of a weekend house fire in Baltimore County is being investigated. Firefighters were called to a burning home along Fountain Ridge Circle in Perry Hall on Saturday night. No serious injuries were reported. And a suspect is dead after being shot by state police during a traffic stop in Bel Air over the weekend. It happened Saturday night in the 300 block of Franklin Street in Harford County around 9 p.m. Saturday night. The Maryland Attorney General's office said that the officer and the suspect got into a physical altercation, and that the officer fired his service weapon at least once. The suspect and officer were taken to local hospitals where the suspect died. And a Maryland man is facing charges for allegedly peeping on a woman at her Northern Virginia home. The alleged incident happened the night of August 7th. The victim told police that she thinks she was spied on consecutive nights. After reviewing video footage, police arrested 42-year-old Landon Anthony Taylor in Rockville, Maryland, and charged him with two counts of peeping and one count of stalking. And a Maryland company is voluntarily recalling soup kits sold at Walmart over listeria concerns. Kettle Cuisine, LLC, announced the recall of its 14-ounce soup kits, according to the FDA. The recall impacts select Walmart stores in Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, and West Virginia. The affected soup kits were sold between June 30th and July 7th, according to the recall. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We mentioned earlier some of the roadways are a little bit damp, but now there is an accident on the ramp from southbound 83 onto the inner loop of the Beltway. That's the ramp that takes you over to Charles Street and eventually over to York Road. It's a two-lane ramp. The wreck is on the right side. State police are there. So basically, it's a single lane. They may be trying to keep another lane open, but for right now, it's a single lane to the left as you're coming down to that ramp. So we're going to get a backup here as you're coming south from Timonium Road, and they're just kind of squeezing by every once in a while in two lanes, but you're better off just staying to the left with a trooper in that area on the right side. But your backup on 83 now is back almost to the ramp at Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more clouds around. Stray shower possible. Temps are going to be warmer in the upper 80s, and it's going to feel muggy as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The twists and turns of a baseball season on full display this weekend in St. Pete.
Syndergaard, that one out to right field. Almost hit a speaker. Valade, it's gone!
Couser, 5-1 O's.
Dave Fleming had to call an NBC Peacock. Couser's two-run blast, part of a season-high 7-run 6, as the Birds drubbed the Rays in St. Pete 10-2 the final. All 10 runs came with two outs, and Baltimore, with losses by everyone around them, move into the third wild card slot in the American League. And more good news on the way. Sam Bisaio, who's been on the 10-day IL for only 28 days, began his rehab assignment yesterday at AAA Norfolk, finished with a double and 3 runs batted in. He could return to the Orioles during the homestand that begins tomorrow night against the Yanks, but first things first, the Birds go for the sweep tonight in St. Pete. One of the most impressive aspects of the Ravens' 24-7 win over Philly on Saturday night was the Ravens' pre-snap process, especially on offense, breaking huddle quickly, getting to the line with 18, 17, 16 seconds still on the clock, something that head coach Jesse Minter has emphasized during summer camp.
We want to own the pre-snap operation, really in all three phases. Huge point of emphasis for just how we operate. And so, especially for the first game with a bunch of guys, definitely pleased with that.
Meanwhile, exactly 8 months after tearing his ACL, Ravens inside linebacker Teddy Buchanan was activated off the physically unable to perform list on Friday. Passing his physical now gives the All-NFL rookie from a year ago about a month to be ready for the Ravens' September 13 season opener. And with his activation, the Ravens have no players now remaining on the PUP list. Meanwhile, the PGA Tour was in Memphis over the weekend for the FedEx St. Jude Championship, and that's where the world's number one reestablished himself as such.
Domination. Scottie Scheffler runs away from the field in Memphis.
He did indeed. Jim Nantz had the call on CBS. What a weekend for Scottie Scheffler. A 66 yesterday, a 61 on Friday, tying the course record at TPC Southwind. Scottie Scheffler walking away with a cool $3.6 million. Meanwhile, the NASCAR Cup Series was in Richmond over the weekend. A certain driver sending a message.
Joey Logano said, I want to get over the adversity that we've had here at Richmond and add another win. Well, he sure does. Joey Logano is now a three-time winner.
And moving up all the way on the standings from 20th all the way into the top 10, the Cup Series, the playoffs will be in two more races after this past weekend. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Sean and I think, are going to battle it out.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
So I just want to say before we battle it out, you go away on Friday, right?
Yeah.
And the whole season changes.
It does. I was the impetus.
You were.
I was the impetus for their success. Remember, I pronounced that the playoffs was over. They weren't going to make it.
Absolutely.
And so I was hoping to jinx them, but maybe, who knows. But look, kudos to the Orioles. Going in and beating the Rays the way they did over the weekend. Again, great baseball, and they did what they had to do. The problem with the Orioles has been all season long is consistency. And there's a lot of baseball left to be played. Now, I know you're very excited this morning. You have a big smile on your face.
Yeah.
You can hear it in your voice. A little extra, you know, spring in your step because you're so excited about
because
this.
Because it's exciting.
It is exciting, but you said the wild card thing again, and I thought we agreed that, you know, once they get to 500, then you can start focusing on wild card.
Sure.
But you're breathlessly reporting again today while they're still under 500. This is a wild card race.
Sean, here, just answer this simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Will there or will there not be a third wild card team?
There will.
Okay. Even if the third wild card team is under 500, Sean, will there or will there not be a third wild card team?
There will be.
Okay, so this is a wild card race.
That's like
this is the definition of a wild card race.
But that's like the Seattle Seahawks making the NFL playoffs at 7-9 or whatever. I mean, you know, you're kind of backing into the playoffs of wild card. You're not going to go anywhere unless you start playing better baseball, and move to a better position. Look, if they get in, they get in. And look, I hope they do. But I just think that we're putting the cart before the horse.
So, Sean, answer this simple question with a yes or no.
I'll try.
Are you unmoved by what the Orioles are doing right now?
No.
You are not unmoved?
Yeah.
So you are moved.
I am moved.
Okay, good. Yeah. So this is some progress.
It's encouraging.
Okay.
It's encouraging. But I'm not there breathlessly saying, oh, my God, here we are.
I'm not breathlessly saying it either. I'm not saying they just won the World Series, for crying out loud.
You ran into you this morning. I've never seen you this much bounce in your step on a Monday morning.
Sean, I can tell you something. I did not run. For sure I did not run.
All right, Gary. Thanks. Appreciate it. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour. 7 o'clock. Let's hope the Orioles do make it. That is for sure. I'm talking a little bit more about the Wes Moore restricting answers to news outlets, citing his private lawsuit that David Smith, the co-owner of the of Sinclair Broadcasting and the independent owner of the Baltimore Sun, who has filed against Wes Moore for trying to tie him to Jeffrey Epstein and saying that his job was to was to plug in and promote Donald Trump. Both of those things are being disputed, by the way, and we'll see how that plays out in court. But now this censorship, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later on with Anthony Fauci, because there was a lot of media censorship being practiced by the federal government and by the Alphabet Networks when it came to Fauci, that denied all of us the proper information we needed as to vaccine injuries, pregnant women, and you name it. We're seeing the same kinds of things now from this government. And this is something the Democrats, love to do. They love to, keep the, damaging news about their party, from you, the taxpayers. And what they've said is, submit your request. We'll then have a battery of whoever. How much is that going to cost, by the way? Is this an additional layer now? Are these people already on staff and they're already on taxpayer dollars, or is this a separate legal review? But state employees, this is what's interesting. Employees in these state agencies that are refusing media requests right now because of this lawsuit, because of the orders of Wes Moore, they said they weren't authorized to speak on the matter publicly for fear of internal disciplinary action and retaliation for Moore's senior leadership team. People like Carter, Elliott, and Amar Moussa, and David Turner. Those are the communications people and the spokespeople, but maybe there are others there. They told Spotlight on Maryland that agencies were instructed by the governor's office to use this default language. And those state employees characterized the directive as excessively political and a misuse of state resources. They also alleged that agency attorneys were not actually reviewing any media inquiries at all. So this is just, again, this is not transparency. This is not good practice, best efforts, or best practices being put. This is pettiness on the part of Wes Moore, who says he's a leader, wants you to believe he's a leader, but can't stand in the hole and answer questions that call him to account. It tells you everything you need to know about this man. Wow. Get your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Victory for Maryland taxpayers and especially digital companies. Maryland tax court has struck down the state's digital ad tax, ruling that it violates the Federal Internet Tax Freedom Act. That decision was issued Friday morning, stemmed from three challenges brought by Apple, Google, and Peacock Television. The decision, the court ordered the state to refund the taxes collected along with interest. So, again, that's going to cost us more now that this happened during the Hogan years, and Hogan had vetoed this. Democrats passed this digital sales tax or whatever it was on tech companies, and Hogan vetoed it, and then the Democrats overrode his veto, and we'll take a look at how much money this is going to cost us. But, again, this is Democrats, it's ready, shoot, aim. 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, two vehicles involved in this wreck. And again, the ramp was a little bit damp here from the rain that we had overnight. So two vehicles hit the outside wall here. Might just be one. I think the other may have been assisting. But either way, state police are there. They're on the right side of the ramp from southbound 83 to the inner loop of the Beltway, the ramp that goes off at Charles Street and also takes you on to the Beltway over towards York Road and Delaney Valley Road. So if you're coming down 83, right before you get to that ramp, just stay in the left-hand lane. There's a trooper on that ramp. And every once in a while, see cars going by, but it's a little bit tight in the right lane. So just back down on your speed. If you're going to be in that right lane, just take it easy as you're going by there. It's not a terrible backup, but a little bit slow after Timonium Road. The west side outer loop is filled in just a bit from Liberty Road, I-70 down through Route 40. Still clear with some slowing down, some brake lights on 895 southbound after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast starting off mild and muggy, head towards afternoon. Maybe a stray shower here or there again today. Highs in the upper 80s and then a little drier Tuesday and Wednesday. Rain comes back on Thursday. Downtown Baltimore, cloudy at 75 at 75 in Dundalk. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I don't like food. I love it. If I don't love it, I don't swallow.
Oh, my.
Okay. Somebody was loving some food over the weekend. Gee, who had the party here over the weekend? Somebody brought in all sorts of...
That was me.
That was you? Look at it.
We
cupcakes, cookies, donuts.
My granddaughter turned three.
Butter popcorn.
Well, it's the puffs. It's not the...
Oh, the puffs.
You don't get the seeds stuck in
your... I'm telling
you,
you brought in a whole... it's like a buffet back there.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, wow.
Please, we got way too much, so...
Okay, that's good. A lot of... No, you're missing out, Chuck. A lot of food up here.
I can fax it to you.
We just got a delivery from Chick-fil-A.
Log it. Yeah, log that one.
Very good. Cortez Boulevard near Marin Boulevard. <in Virginia.
laughs> Krispy Kreme welcoming the Fall 26 Autumn Seasonal Collection with new Maple Cheesecake Donut.
Oh.
The Cafe Mocha Donut, the Biscoff Cookie Butter Donut, Pumpkin Spice Cake Donut. Can't have it without pumpkin spice. And then, of course, a couple of lattes, pumpkin spice, and new Apple Crisp Latte.
Oh, a latte
A latte. Little latte. Reese's Halloween Pumpkin Bowl is coming to Amazon. And again, this is a 60-ounce container. Includes 110 snack-sized treats, including Reese's Pumpkins, Ghost Pieces, and Peanut Butter Cups.
Mm.
So again, I'm trying to figure out how much this is going to run you. No word on how much it costs. We'll see if we can get the answer to that. But you can get that at Amazon today. Dunkin' and Flips, you know, the pretzel maker.
Oh, yeah.
They debuted the new pumpkin spice donut pretzels.
Oh, God.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a pumpkin fan.
What did I see yesterday? Pumpkin spice malted milk balls.
Yeah. Is that right? That's a first. Yeah. I thought banana was the new pumkin. Yeah, we did that story last week.
I think you're starting it too early, just saying.
Arby's steak nuggets return with the new potato bowl, if you're a fan of that. Pretty good stuff. They return next Monday for a limited time. Nuggets now come with new horsey ranch dipping sauce.
Horsey ranch rules.
So, again, this they first introduced steak nuggets last fall, and now, of course, they're expanding on the menu as well. So, why? Because Arby's has the meats.
Beef.
There you go. Little steak nuggets.
Where's
there.
The beef?
Where's the beef? Yeah, where's Clara?
Where's Clara, by the way? Clara passed away.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, she was
You'd
like,
think that she'd have a relative take over or something like
right.
Little Clara or
It wasn't good.
Pella Jr. or somebody. Poor.
That's right. Peller or whatever her last name was.
Peller.
Yeah. Because after all, they came up with a sequel to Colonel Sanders, right? There's a different Colonel Sanders now.
Yeah, he's thin.
Yeah.
He is, the old Colonel Sanders, the original. He was kind of portly.
Yes, he was.
Nobody uses that word anymore. No. Portly.
Portly.
Like Santa.
Well, we'll be using it after the feast that you brought in here this morning. I'll tell you that.
My mission is to make you all portly.
All right. Thanks, Maggie. Thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680 if you care to join us. But we're talking about the Maryland Tax Court striking down the state's digital ad sales tax. And that had faced, obviously, various challenges in the court since its enactment. Senate President-elect Bill Ferguson and House Speaker Jocelyn Paymore Melnick said, "We respectfully disagree with today's ruling. Expect the legal process to continue." They're going to appeal it, of course. Last year, a federal appeals court struck down parts of the law because it said it violated the First Amendment, and that's because it did. Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey said that ruling confirms what the Republicans have been saying. Now, they warned from day one that Maryland's first-in-the-nation digital advertising tax was unconstitutional. He said, quote, "We said it when the bill passed. We said it when Governor Hogan vetoed it. And we said it again when Democrats overrode that veto. Today, the court confirmed that we warned them about that all along." So this passed in 2021. The law targeted large tech companies with global revenues of at least $100 million, increasing tax rates by 2.5% increments. up to a maximum of 10% for those over $15 billion in revenue. Now, Maryland was predicting as much as $250 million a year from the tax, with the revenue earmarked for, guess where? Maryland's blueprint for the future. Okay, that's where all taxpayer dollars go to die, is on the general fund or educational funds, because they just get misspent, they get wasted, they get abused, they get ripped off on all of the above. The Comptroller's Office announced in last October they collected $400 million in taxes from the digital ad sales tax. And, again, we look at that. How much is it? $400 million. And that was last October. So, again, this is another year of which. So maybe it's another $300 or $400 million. So all told, it's going to be over, clearly, close to $1 billion once you add in interest and everything. Where's that money coming from? We're already got a structural deficit heading into next year. We're already been looking behind the eight ball. There's talk about them increasing a sales tax here in Maryland next year because they can't close it without it. You know, they're obviously not doing anything this year because it was an election year, but next year we are going to get hammered. Now they got another $1 billion. And let's not forget those the Child Settlement Acts that we talked about, those that were abused. If everybody weighed in, there were over 12,000 claims there. It could be in the tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, maybe even billions, for all is said and done. Democrats are spending the state into a state of ruin. 6:51, our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you that it is vacation time. I understand that. People are having a good time on vacation. It's also a good time during August to thank our customers and our listeners. We appreciate them for, you know, their use and purchase of Rescue Natural Supplements. These are the all-natural nutraceuticals that can help you maintain your health, repair your health, and whether it be with omega-3s or weight loss or falling asleep and staying asleep or men's and women's opportunity to boost your own hormones. Be it testosterone or estrogen or men and women vitamins. They got it all at Rescue Natural Supplements. And right now, you can save 50% on five or more bottles when you use the coupon code VIP50 and get the free shipping there as well. So that's VIP50. Save on five or more bottles, 50% off and free shipping. Call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order it online at res-q.com and use the code VIP50.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCVM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the one and only Lugnuts Johnson.
The accident on the ramp from southbound 83 is on the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's the ramp that goes over to Charles Street. Then eventually it would take you over towards York Road and over towards Delaney Valley Road. Just look, there's not much of a backup, but the accident is blocking the right side of the ramp. A couple of troopers are there, a couple of vehicles up ahead of them. So everybody's just staying to the left. That gives the troopers plenty of room to do what they have to do. So that's good. But again, the roadway conditions in some areas a little bit damp from some of the rain overnight. Fire call, Baltimore County was just going out to the 1100 block of South Rolling Road. They're checking on a report of smoke there. City police had a minor accident, Pulaski Highway at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We start off mild and muggy, and heading into the afternoon, maybe a stray shower. Highs will be in the upper 80s, a little bit drier Tuesday and Wednesday before another weather maker will move in on Thursday. And right now we're cloudy, 72 in Forest Hill, 75 in Middle River. Got some folks weighing in on the show here this morning. Alex says, Arby's does not sell potato rolls. I think you meant potato cakes. I thought I said potato bowl. I mean, if I didn't, that's what I meant. Sorry. But, yeah, potato bowl. Let's see. Musk. This is from Donald. Musk will make it to Mars before the Key Bridge is rebuilt. Jeez. I hope not. But you might be right. Elsewhere, Dan says, you're just getting to know Wes Moore, like in My Fair Lady. Yeah, getting to know you. We are getting to know him all too well. So that is it is something else, huh? 6:54. It is 6 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. There is this New York State lawmaker. Her name is Emily Gallagher, and she's a Democrat socialist. Yeah, they're all over New York now. And she has recently, again, she's worried about her constituents, her impoverished constituents, who basically are having to steal to survive. A Brooklyn socialist lawmaker declared last week that shoplifters have a right to swipe items like soap and toothpaste from local stores without getting arrested because of their, quote, biological need for these products. Emily Gallagher strongly suggesting that shoplifting should be legalized while joined at a news conference outside of the Manhattan Criminal Court last Thursday by other lefties and criminal justice advocates with Court Watch NYC. The group claims it monitored 360 arraignments over 4 days and found more than half were for misdemeanor offenses. You know, she says people stealing small things. Like, you know, if you don't have any soap, you don't want to be a smelly communist. You know, you have to be aromatic. You have to be a clean commie. And that's why she said this.
Most of what we saw were crimes of poverty. People who were stealing things like toothpaste. People who were stealing things like, you know, soap. And that means if you're stealing those things, you need them.
Well, yeah, again, okay, let's play along. There's a biological need. If you need toothpaste, if you need soap, if you need milk for the kids, you know, then it's okay to shoplift, you know, whatever. But what happens if you're really, 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 really poor and you need money? Can you just go steal it from a bank? Or if you have no transportation in order to get a job, why not just go steal somebody's car? Because after a while, there's a biological need for that. This is the logic, or illiberal logic, if you will, from people like Emily Gallagher. That basically we're watching this. We're watching people run into like 7-Elevens, convenience stores, and we've done these stories now, Michelle, for out on the West Coast. They just go rampaging into stores, ripping off everything, running out of the store. This is pretty much something that is wink wink looked upon with great favor in Democrat circles.
Well, I know that like in homeless shelters and other places like churches, they have soap and you know, they have things that they give away for free. You know, the Maryland National Food Bank, you know, provides a lot of food and freebies for that. So there's no real need to go and shoplift, in my opinion.
Well, I'm wondering. They said they did what was it? She said more than half. Is that what she said? Go back and look at it. They said that they did judge these 360 arraignments. More than half were misdemeanor offenses for shoplifting. So I would like to see the more than half, how many of them actually had jobs.
Right.
Okay, and actually got paid money. Look, there maybe are some poor people that are desperate and do this. They still have to be held accountable. Might explain it, doesn't excuse it. But I'd like to see how many of them actually had jobs and just stole anyway because they're too lazy to pay for
That's
it.
That's the big point.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I think that is one of these things we're really going to have to look at. But that's the, again, the logic of the left right now. If you have a biological need for something, then you can steal it. And that should be just a misdemeanor. This is the reason why Commie Mom Donnie's grocery store scheme is not going to work in New York. And I think it's not worked in like four other cities. I think it's ever been tried. They eventually run out of product. People rip them off blind because when you're sending the message that, because I don't care. They don't care that it hurts somebody else, that you've just stolen a sack full of a bag of groceries, and somebody else goes in to buy groceries and now have been left without. It's selfishness is all it is. So if you truly are desperate, I mean, there are a lot of faith-based organizations, as you point out, homeless shelters and others that
they do provide
very charitable. There's Meals on Wheels. There's all sorts of people out there to help. It's just, it's laziness. And I just think it's the evil nature of socialism and communism. Elegant Kitchen and Design wanted me to remind you that if you're a contractor and you're looking to remodel your kitchen, you want to do it on time and do it on or under budget, best place to go. Go see my good friend Mike, Elegant Kitchen and Design. Again, they've got everything all there. Cabinet layouts, designs, colors, quartz, quartzite, granite countertops, everything you need to know and see right there in their Baltimore County showroom on Joppa Road, or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Indiana mourns the loss of seven people, a four-year-old boy among them, in historic flooding triggered by days of torrential rains. After battering Hawaii, Hurricane Lala weakened to a tropical storm, leaving behind damaged infrastructure, homes and businesses wrecked, and hundreds of thousands of power outages. When it comes to illegal immigration, what a difference a president makes.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt taking to her Truth Social page, alerting to the incredible numbers at our southern border with Mexico. She writes, daily apprehensions at the border are down 94% compared to former President Joe Biden's administration and are at the lowest level seen in 30 years.
Correspondent Laura Winters. Mideast negotiator Jared Kushner is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu following Kushner's sit-down with the Hamas chief in Egypt. President Trump has ordered a scaling back of the traditional joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises now getting underway.
Seoul considers the joint exercise core to its alliance with the U.S. They have been held nearly every year since the Korean War. Mr. Trump broke from tradition when he suspended the drill after his first meeting with Kim Jong-un in 2018, and they didn't resume until 2022. North Korea has been refusing to speak to both Washington or Seoul since 2019. Seoul's new centrist government may find a silver lining, however. They have been flattering Mr. Trump as peacemaker in the hopes that he will divert his attention back from the Middle East and Ukraine.
The BBC's Jay Kwan in Seoul. The 60-day deadline for an agreement to end the Iran war and resolve the dispute over its nuclear program expires as of today. There is no agreement to end the war, and apparently there is nothing on the horizon. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 63 points. The Nasdaq futures up 168. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you carrying more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Do you feel like you're running on a financial treadmill, making payment after payment, month after month, yet never getting ahead? If you're tired of watching your hard-earned money disappear into interest charges, there may be options available to help you take back control of your finances. At Total Financial Freedom, they'll show you what qualified consumers may be able to save through programs designed to help them resolve debt faster than making minimum payments alone. The consultation is free, confidential, and comes with absolutely no obligation. Why spend years, sometimes decades, paying thousands in interest when there may be a better path forward? Total Financial Freedom is a Christian-owned company that has helped thousands of Americans pursue financial freedom for nearly 20 years and is proudly A-plus rated and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now and ask how you can receive a complimentary copy of The Debt Dietitian. Stop running in place. Start moving toward financial freedom at 866-844-7344. 866-844-7344.
Good morning. Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It's all clear at the Bay Bridge, three lanes westbound, two eastbound. The sun is coming out now, so very nice through there. Looks like we're running okay over to the area at the Severn River Bridge. And just the beginnings, we might start to see that soon with the backup on I-97 southbound coming down through the interchange at Route 32. Right now, the traffic south from Benfield Boulevard is still running okay. The wreck on the ramp from the southbound lanes of I-83 to the inner loop of the Beltway is still there. It's off to the right side. There's no backup, no reason to detour. Just a word of caution, about halfway through that ramp, the state police have a couple of vehicles off to the right side, but there is room to get by. And for the most part, we're clear. A little heavier traffic now, 895 south around O'Donnell Street and 95 building at the top of the hill near the Keith Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more clouds around. Stray shower possible. Temps are going to be warmer in the upper 80s, and it's going to feel muggy as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 72 degrees in Falston and 75 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that police are investigating after construction equipment was used to burglarize a Northeast Baltimore Wells Fargo bank Sunday morning, leaving the building damaged and an ATM smashed. Around 5:38 a.m. on August 16th, officers were called to the bank located at 1726 East Northern Parkway in the city's Lockhaven neighborhood for a burglary and ATM theft, police said. And the Maryland Attorney General's office is investigating a fatal police-involved shooting that happened during a traffic stop Saturday night in Bel Air. According to the Attorney General's Independent Investigations Division, a Bel Air Police Department officer conducted a traffic stop around 9 p.m. on August 15th in the 300 block of Franklin Street. Investigators said that at some point during the stop, the officer fired his service weapon, striking the driver. And Baltimore police have seized more than 1,200 firearms this year, officials said. Sunday, on August 16th, the Baltimore Police Department posted photos on its social media accounts. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 number was 782, the pick 4, 2385. 705 on Casey & Company, Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Yesterday in St. Pete, a sixth inning for the Orioles to remember.
What it led to. Now he drives that one out towards the gap in right center field. He's done it again. One hop up against the wall. One run is in. Here comes big guy, Pozo.
Dave Fleming had the call on Peacock. Jackson Holliday's two-run double to the base of the wall in center, part of a season-high 7-run six with the Birds yesterday. And yes, Pozo did get his hand in there as they pound Tampa Bay. 10-2 was the final. All 10 runs scoring with two outs. It was the Birds' sixth straight win over Tampa Bay this season, and it pulled Baltimore into the wild card lead in the American League, all in support of Trevor Rogers. The left-hander went six innings, allowing two runs, striking out six, evening his record on the season at 8-8. Meanwhile, the Ravens preparing for a big week after a solid preseason win over the Eagles Saturday night. One of the game's top performances authored by a rookie tight end out of Michigan and SMU.
Second down and 8. Throw left. Open man is Matthew Hittner, who reels it in at the 50-yard line. Down the left sideline. He's knocked out of bounds, but the first big play from the SMU Mustang.
Kyle Yeomans had the call on WBAL TV 11. Hittner looked like a seasoned vet out there. 5 catches on 5 targets, 61 yards in all.
I mean, you talk about, like, you know, getting through that first play, you know, kind of feeling the contact and getting into the game and everything. That definitely definitely helped me out a little bit. But I kind of blacked out after the catch, you know. Probably spent a little bit too much energy celebrating, getting hyped. But a
couple of helmet bumps after the catch, and they were indeed hard. A couple of baseball rips for you this morning, as over the weekend, two baseball greats passed away. College coach Skip Bertman, who led LSU to 5 national titles after 41 years of coaching, passes away at the age of 88. And then the great Tommy John from bladder cancer. John won 288 games in his 26-year career, 164 of them after Tommy John surgery. In 1974, the great Tommy John passes away at the age of 83. Coming up in 30 minutes, an all-time debut in Major League history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back on this Monday morning, and thanks to Councilman Nino Mangione for sitting in for me on Friday. I'll be heading out on vacation for this Friday through the following week, so Nino and Jeff McDonald will be sitting in. I'll be here through Thursday. So thanks for joining us, and thanks for them for allowing me to head out on family vacation. Coming up in this hour, Dan Cox responding to that Democrat push poll that has Westmore up by 27 points in the most recent polling. This one stinks that I have, and we'll tell you why. Baltimore judge denying Mayor's BS, his request to toss the Inspector General Isabel Cummings lawsuit. Getting access to City Hall records. But our top story here today is that we talked about some media censorship here locally with Westmore in the last hour, ordering state agencies restricting certain media inquiries by Sinclair Broadcasting and the Baltimore Sun because, you know, he got his feelings hurt because he lied on his White House fellow application. Now, keeping information that taxpayers should be getting from us because of this private lawsuit, it has nothing to do with the rest of these state agencies. Anyway, we have it at the federal level as well. We're finally getting now, based on the subpoenas of Dr. Fauci's records, we're getting, as we did last week, we told you about the miscarriage rate jumping significantly, 82% in the first trimester of women who got the jab. And then there were other reports of deficiencies, deformities, et cetera, in utero with the second and third trimester jabs as well. Senator Ron Johns was on Sunday Morning Futures with guest host Jackie DeAngelis yesterday, talking about the Senate's new evidence in the investigation into Dr. Fauci, who, by the way, says he will not return to the Senate for any more testimony. And in the near future. So now it's up to the Justice Department and the newly confirmed Todd Blanche as to whether or not charges will be brought there. But new text messages have been revealed that Fauci privately knew that the jab caused miscarriages in pregnant women, and he covered up the fact that 82% rate in women vaccinated during the first trimester.
What we're doing this morning is I'm releasing one new text exchange with the Dr. John Mascola. He was the director of the Vaccine Research Center under NIAID. That was Fauci's division. And this is really the, I guess, where Fauci got the whole thing about fever. Mm-hmm. But it reads, I am corrected on pregnancy studies. Initial studies avoid vaccination first trimester due to possible fever and higher rates of miscarriage in first trimester. Now, quite honestly, so that's where Fauci got the information on fever. I have no idea where Fauci got the information on significant cytokine storms. But this text really raises more questions than it answers. And, of course, we immediately reached out to Dr. Mascola. Unfortunately, he immediately retained an attorney. And so we have been able to ask him just these simple questions. Just explain this to us. Hopefully, we'll talk to his attorney. Hopefully, he'll fully cooperate, and then we can at least answer these questions.
Yeah, hopefully, but don't count on it, because all of these guys now are in cover-up mode because they knew they were doing something illegal. They were participating in gain-of-function research when they shouldn't have been. Then they were getting information that the jabs were dangerous, and they could injure some people, and they could even cause death in some other people, and they kept it from us, and that's criminal behavior. And we'll hear from the upcoming CEO of Pfizer as to who he thinks the criminals really are, coming up in just a second. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lugnuts Johnson.
A couple of new minor accidents, one coming into Pikesville, Park Heights Avenue, just south of the Beltway. If you're coming up into Ferndale, there's a report of a wreck. Haven't seen anything yet. Northbound I-97 at the ramp area at Dorsey Road. And again, there may be some activity in that area. 895 now is backed up with that traffic coming south of the Erdman Avenue ramp, and then also 95 just at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. Keep in mind there was a minor accident on the ramp from southbound 83 to the inner loop of the Beltway. There is no backup there. Room to get by on the ramp. Not a big factor right now. BW Parkway looks good from Arundel Mills to Route 32. Some slowing, typical ride, filling in quickly northbound on the Parkway through the interchange at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off mild. It's a little bit muggy heading into the afternoon. Maybe a shower, high upper 80s. A little bit drier Tuesday and Wednesday. Rain coming back on Thursday. And right now we're looking, cloudy conditions. 73 in Owings Mills, 73 in Ellicott City. Time for a mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging big. Bigger and better than ever before.
Well, in a surprising announcement on U.S. military support to South Korea, President Trump wrote this, and this was as the military exercise they're supposed to begin today. He said, based on my very good relationship with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, I'm not happy with the fact the U.S. has long ago agreed to participate in joint military exercises with South Korea. These exercises are not only costly, with much of these costs paid for by the United States of America, as usual, but send a signal that is totally inappropriate and hostile to a country that, as long as Trump has been president, has been unthreatening and respectful. Therefore, and based on the fact that it is too late to cancel, I've instructed Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to substantially reduce the joint military exercises. And then he says, while somewhat unrelated, I recently asked the president of South Korea if they would like to join us in the denuclearization of the Islamic Republic of Iran. They said, no thanks. Thank you for this. Attention to this matter. So implied directly here is that President Trump is resetting the relationship based on South Korea's unwillingness to support U.S. goals toward Iran. And the fact that we've been paying for this, South Korea doesn't give us a dime. You know, as we are protecting now them as well. So again, the professional Republicans are going to have a field day with this. They're going to go nuclear on it. But here's the deal. You know, if you want U.S. protection, then pay for it. Absolutely. We're close to $40 trillion in debt now. 40 trillion in debt. We got to start cutting costs somewhere. And one of the things is maybe we claim the Strait of Hormuz as U.S. territory. President Trump raised that prospect over the weekend.
And after we finish defeating Iran, which is being very badly defeated, pretty soon I'll be declaring the Hormuz Strait a territory of the United States. Essentially, that's what it is. We have the blockade. No ships get through unless we want them to.
Yeah, and so it is an international body of international waterway. So Oman doesn't own it, Iran doesn't own it, but again, possession is 9/10 of the law. And the fact is that It is going to be, that is something. And that, but look, they're looking at ways now to bypass the Strait of Hormuz through over land pipelines, and I think that's no longer going to be a key player in the near future. Today, by the way, is the expiration deadline on the Memorandum of Understanding, the so-called 60-day ceasefire. It expires today, and we'll see what happens, if anything. Iran is offering a $30,000 bounty for killing or capturing American troops, and they'll double it if a woman does their dirty work for them. I don't know how you negotiate any kind of peace with these monsters. You just, again, they just don't, you can't use logic. The only thing they understand is brute force and economic strangulation. So President, hopefully he's going to continue to do that. President Trump yesterday ripped Fox News host Shannon Bream and Jessica Tarlov. He compared Shannon Bream's show to the worst of fake news CNN. Quote, I don't know Shannon, but she always seems to pick guest charts and polls that are negative, never talking about all the incredible things the Trump administration has done, like total border control, the most successful stock market in history, biggest investment in our country in history, breaking the record by many times over, the great military victories over Venezuela, and the essential denuclearization of Iran. The president also went after loser Juan Williams, who got fired like a dog from PBS. There it is. A CCP intel official has bought a building overlooking the White House complex. According to the Daily Caller, senior Chinese Communist Party intelligence officer is now the new owner of the historic building just 650 feet northwest of the White House grounds. It's the 100-year-old securities building on 15th Street. And it was, I wonder why they went there. Buying all sorts of farmland near military bases. Again, I think we need to keep an eye on all of that, that's for sure. President Trump weighed in recently on the what he called the corrupt mail-in ballots here in the state of Maryland.
In Maryland, as you probably saw, they had 500,000 mail-in votes that were corrupt. They were corrupt. They said the printer made a mistake. Don't believe that. And they got caught with 500,000 mail-in ballots that were corrupt. We got to stop it. We have a country that has a very corrupt. We have more corrupt elections than third world countries have.
He's absolutely right about that. And now we're seeing it with all the non-citizens that have been registered to vote in Jersey and Virginia. In four states alone, over 250,000. If you were to extrapolate all 50 states, Maryland won't turn over its voter rolls. What are you trying to hide? Don't tell me it's protecting people's privacy, because the government already has this information via Social Security records, via IRS records, and things of that nature. So this is not a privacy issue. This is the fact that you know you're harboring non-citizens, duplicate voters, dead voters, etc., on your voter rolls because you're not purging it, and that's why you're fighting so hard against turning that over. That's the way it went down 574 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
/7:21 here on KC and Company, and if you're looking to sell your home, look no further. Vinny Steele, that's the one call you need to make, the only call you'll ever need to make, because Vinny is that good. He's been doing this for over 20 years in the Baltimore metro area, about 10 of those here on WCBM. I've known Vinny for all those 10 years, and great guy, very philanthropic, good family man, and he loves selling homes, and he does a really good job of it. The biggest thing he can bring to you is the database of 12 to 13,000 buyers that are looking to buy a home right now, today. So when you sit down with Vinny or one of his agents and you discuss price and time frame and you agree on everything and you sign the contract, your home is sold, guaranteed. And that's why he can make that guarantee, is because of that database. Because if your home doesn't sell for that price and that time frame, then he buys it from you, pays you in cash at market rate. So call Vinny today. Tell him I told you to call. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or log on to VinnyStio.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, let's take a look at the Baltimore judge denying Mayor BS's request to toss the Inspector General's lawsuit. Still to come, Dan Cox responding to a Democrat push poll. Top of the hour, Wes Moore thinks he's commander-in-chief already. When it comes to the USS Abraham Lincoln, we'll get into that. We'll also take a look at a story that is outraging many folks in Charles County and here in Maryland and elsewhere, that a 13-year-old child rapist has been let off the hook with a slap on the hand. And many prosecutors are up in arms over that. 7:23, traffic and weather on the threes with the update now. Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so far, no construction. I-95 northbound here in Harford County at Route 24. They have that road split on 95 south after Route 24. One lane to the left, two lanes to the right. Not a big issue right now. Just a heads up for that. Really, no big problems on the Beltway or the JFX. 895 has been backed up, but pretty consistent now around the Erdman Avenue ramp going into the Old Harvard Tunnel. 95 off and on as you're coming around O'Donnell Street, the Keith Avenue ramp. Heavy traffic going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then the interchange is clear downtown at 95 Russell Street, 395, right there at Camden Yards. If you're coming up into Ferndale, there was a report of a minor wreck. Haven't seen any impact yet, but heads up northbound I-97 at Dorsey Road. And if you're coming off the Beltway, you're heading towards Pikesville. There was a minor wreck there on Park Heights Avenue, just south of 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We start off a little mild and muggy today. Maybe an afternoon shower, upper 80s, drier Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now we're looking at cloudy 74 in Pikesville, and it is 77 and cloudy in Ocean City, where they are being hit by a jellyfish. Barrage. I don't know if you've heard that story or not. I'm not looking forward to that because we love going in the water. We're heading down there on Friday of this week, but they're saying that with all the rains, it may reduce the salinity of the ocean, and the warmer temperatures and the salinity of the ocean is causing the jellyfish, or sea nettles, I think, is what they're calling the current infestation. Chuck needs to come back, and speaking of jellyfish, and give us an update.
Jellyfish Johnson.
That's right. Jelly Johnson is with us. It's been a while.
I don't know if this is a wreck or not, but, you know, I'm always looking around when we finish up. Southbound 95, right to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They now are not letting any traffic come into that tunnel. There's a vehicle up against the guardrail, actually against the Jersey wall on the right-hand side. So it may be an accident there. Only the left tube is now open southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We're going to get a quick delay there that we'll go back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and we'll keep you posted on that.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that update. So we're talking about Senator Ron Johnson revealing new text and emails on the Fauci cover-up. One of those was an email from a Dr. Janet Woodcock. She emailed Fauci about personally receiving reports of patients experiencing hard-to-classify adverse events. And here's what Johnson said about that email yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures.
We're also releasing a email off of Anthony Fauci's device that he received from Dr. Janet Woodcock. She was then the commissioner of the FDA. And she's reporting to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins that she is getting direct reports from including medical professionals of injection injuries and, you know, things that are hard to categorize. But quite honestly, they're the exact same kind of injuries that NIH, Dr. Nath, was diagnosing and treating as of March of 2021, very severe injection injuries. You know, people like Breanne Dressen in Reactor 19 have been talking about this, that they've been treating, but they never acknowledge these things publicly. And even worse, in that study, Dr. Nath acknowledged to the vaccine injured, the injection injured, that early intervention, early treatment was crucial for successful treatment, and yet they told no one. So again, we see time and time again these government officials whose responsibility was to surveil for safety signals weren't doing their job. When they saw something, they covered it up. They kept saying no red flags, no safety signals. They lied to their teeth to the American public, and I can't tell you how many people died or permanently disabled because they didn't have that information to make the decision themselves.
Bingo. And then Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, back in the day, several years ago, made this comment regarding who he thought the criminals were. And he's not referring about Fauci and all these others that covered up this data, covered up this information, kept it from the American people, or even the vaccine companies themselves, be it Pfizer or Moderna or J&J. No, it's the people that were concerned about an mRNA gene experimental injection, had not been tested in great lengths of time, had no idea what the long-term effects would be. So the people that were casting doubt on the jab, like yours truly and others, he called us, we were considered to be the criminals.
But there is a very small part of professionals which they circulate on purpose misinformation so that they will mislead those that they have concerned. Those people are criminals. They're not bad people. They're criminals because they literally costed millions of lives.
So we're the criminals, the ones that demanded the truth, the ones that demanded transparency, that you give us all the data, all the information up front so that we could make an informed decision about our health. We're the criminals. So, again, these people are evil. Birla and all these other people, knowing, they knew. They knew the adverse reactions to these jabs. They kept it from people, even some doctors, Fauci, Woodcock, the rest of them. They all knew that these were dangerous injections, and yet they went ahead and kept it from the people and did it anyway. And millions of people died as a result. I'm telling you, it's probably one of the biggest stories of our time, if it ever gets truly told and covered. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team of audiologists at Audiology Associates are just wonderful. They have a gentle, empathetic approach to addressing any of your hearing loss, whether it be earwax some kind of an anatomical issue with your ear, whatever it is, or it's just hearing loss, and it happens. As we get older, we should be getting our hearing checked, especially at the age of 50 or above, like you do your vision, like you do your annual physical. Just so you at least have a benchmark of where your hearing is now, or if you are experiencing some hearing loss symptoms, like turning that TV up louder than ever before, or having trouble hearing somebody in a crowded room, or if you're constantly saying, "What? Huh? Can you repeat that? Say that again?" Then you may want to go get an appointment today in one of their 10 different locations. Call for yours at 410-944-3100, or you can check them out at aaiaudiology.com. 7:30, let's get a news update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that family and friends are remembering 17-year-old Jada Sellers as a loving, accomplished teenager who brought people together. Sellers, a Milford Mill Academy student, died Wednesday after spending more than 2 weeks in the hospital following a shooting in Northwest Baltimore. And a man died from his injuries after being shot Saturday in the Madison Park neighborhood in West Baltimore, police said. On August 15th, around 3:26 p.m., officers responded to the 400 block of West Lafayette Avenue for a shot spotter alert and a call for a reported shooting. When officers arrived on scene, they located a 24-year-old man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. And the Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Office of the Attorney General said it's investigating a fatal police-involved shooting that happened during a traffic stop Saturday night in Bel Air. According to the preliminary investigation, at about 9 p.m., an officer with the Bel Air Police Department conducted a traffic stop in the 300 block of Franklin Street. Officials said during the stop, the officer fired his service weapon, striking the man. And a man is dead after an early Sunday morning crash involving a motorcycle and a car, according to police in PG County. Officials were called to a crash near Greenbelt Road and Aerospace Road at around 3:45 a.m. The man riding the motorcycle was pronounced dead at the scene, while the car's driver was uninjured. And Baltimore County fire crews are on the scene of an open water rescue at Miami Beach Park in Middle River on Saturday night, officials said. Crews responded to the scene around 8:10 p.m. for a reported subject in the water. One person was removed from the water, and crews were attempting to locate a second missing person. At this time, any injuries are unknown. Divers and marine units are searching the water. County Air Support and Mutual Aid were also requested to locate the missing person. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pairshaw.com.
It's 733 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895 now southbound. We're starting to fill in, or now we're going to get some overflow traffic there because of the stoppage that was in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And it looks like they're still doing some work in that area. Let me just get the camera up here. It looks like now they may just be letting the left-hand lane of the right tube get through, but it's not moving very quickly, so it's going to be a slow situation there. And I'm not sure exactly what it was, but for right now, it looks like only the left-hand lane is trickling into that tunnel. And, of course, that means the left tunnel is taking all the overflow traffic. Going to change the camera here, go back to O'Donnell Street. Yep, just like we figured, it would back up very quickly back towards O'Donnell Street and now back even beyond the bridge at Eastern Avenue. So the way it stands right now, both the tunnels now with 20-minute delays, maybe even a little bit longer, both on 95 South and going south on 895 into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more clouds around. Stray shower possible. Temps are going to be warmer in the upper 80s, and it's going to feel muggy as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, improbable as it sounds, the Birds moved into third place yesterday in the AL wildcard race with a 10-2 thrashing of the Rays in St. Pete. Seven runs crossed the plate in the sixth, all with two outs and nobody on, highlighted by a Couser two-run shot, a Jackson Holliday two-run double, and an Encarnacion Strand basis-clearing double. They'll go for the four-game sweep tonight with Brandon Young on the hill, opposite Baltimore native Shane McClanahan. That game will start at 6:10 p.m. Meanwhile, how about Cam Sanders over the weekend? Picked up off the trash heap, literally for cash, from the Pirates. Sanders with three saves and six appearances for the O's, including two over the weekend in high-pressure situations.
I feel like I'm just doing whatever I can to help this ball club win. And if it's thrown in some leverage, then I'm ready for it.
And Sanders was ready for it with those two big saves. Elsewhere in baseball, how about this for a Major League debut? This at Wrigley Field.
Fly ball right field. Suzuki's back. And it's gone. Three homers in his first three Major League at-bats. Unbelievable.
Now, Wrigley Field has seen some crazy things, but never that. Chip Carey had the call on Cardinals TV. Joshua Baez etches his name in MLB history. First player to ever hit three home runs in his first three MLB at-bats. And by the way, his first home run was a 449-foot bomb on the very first pitch he saw in a Major League game. Meanwhile, closer to home, fans came expecting a show from Ravens rookie wide receiver Jacoby Lane on Saturday night. And he did indeed deliver.
High snap. Pignano with time. Over the middle. It's Jacoby Lane. Caught at the two. Dives for the end zone. And he's in. Jacoby Lane stamps the debut with a touchdown. And the Ravens strike first.
Kyle Yeomans had the call on WBAL-TV. Lane on the night. Three catches for 38 yards, including an opening 18-yarder, where he had to twist back to make the catch, absorb contact, and hold on to the ball. Lane comments after the game.
Relying on my teammates, knowing that we've been all preparing for this moment throughout rookie minicamp to OTAs and training camp.
Meanwhile, rookie running back Adam Randall with a solid performance. 12 carries, 46 yards and a touchdown. Numbers don't stand out, but yards after catch do, except he said on that one play.
I mean, I'm kind of disappointed in myself. I had one play where I got tackled by one guy. I mean, my dad has just always instilled in me, you know, just to not let one person bring you down and, you know, just being able to, you know, just keep keep your legs moving and continuing to finish runs and fall forward.
It's a big week for the Ravens as they go to Minnesota for practices against the Vikings and then a game on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. The time now is 7:37 when we return early returns on Ravens football.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team at their Baltimore County showroom. They offer competitive pricing, fast turnaround, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Whether you're replacing countertops, choosing new cabinets, or planning a complete kitchen remodel, they'll help you make the process easier. Visit ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent.
You didn't go to the game on Saturday night?
I did not,
okay.
No.
Did you watch any of it?
I didn't see it, no. Okay. I was with my grandchildren. We were eating crabs.
No.
Yeah, so
okay.
I didn't have access to the game.
Priority number one.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Very impressed with the Ravens' performance.
Now, I'm shocked you're not using the playoff word already.
What you mean Super Bowl word?
Super Bowl, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Sean, it's a fact. There is no correlation between preseason week one okay. and the Super Bowl, FYI. This rookie class, just some observations. This rookie class has the potential to be really great. I am very impressed with Jacoby Lane, certainly on the field, but mm-hmm. definitely off the field.
Yeah.
Firsthand, saw him in the locker room, the way he comported himself. Body language to me is huge. Jacoby Lane's body language is terrific. Adam Randall is a star in the making. Body language, again, cool, comp, collected. Vega Ioane was physical right from the first snap. In fact, the first snap, mm-hmm. okay? He kind of pushed his weight around a little bit and took care of that defender who right. you know, he was up against. So
did the Eagles play their number ones?
No, yeah. they didn't play their number ones.
Okay.
I mean, maybe a couple guys, but certainly right. not any of the position players. I get it, Sean. I understand. But I'm just talking about...
No, for rookie class, this is their first game in the NFL. So, yeah, if it's tough to get to play in this league.
I'm talking about preparation, mm-hmm. organization. I'm talking about details. And whoever was on that field, whether it be the ones, the twos, or the threes... All of those things applied. And I think that's a direct reflection of the coach and the coaching staff.
Well, he certainly had them ready to play.
He did.
And they executed a very good game plan, even for preseason. So you want to get off on the right foot. So.
It is a big week going up to Minnesota. They travel and do all that stuff. So we'll see how they respond.
And they finish out with the Redskins, right?
They at home. And yeah. there's joint practices as well.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
They'll be here in Baltimore for a couple days.
So I'm wondering if the ones are going to play at all in that game. Because it used to be you start off early in the preseason. And then as the games went on, you didn't see the number ones. I'm
right.
wondering, none of the Redskins played their number ones. The Ravens didn't play a lot of their starters.
No, I don't think you'll see number ones in the Redskins game, but I think you will see good spirited competition in the joint practices.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be here.
Good point.
So.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Baltimore judge on Friday denying the city's request to dismiss Inspector General Isabel Mercedes Cummings' lawsuit, saying the dispute may have impaired her ability to do her job as a watchdog. 17-page order. Baltimore City Circuit Judge Pamela White gave the city 15 days to respond to Cummings' amended complaint, identifying each material fact it contends is disputed, and providing relevant documents supporting those claims. But looking at the judge's order, it went way beyond just allowing the lawsuit to continue. White said the Cummings allegations that the city interfered with her investigation and refused or delayed responding to subpoenas describe conflict, quote, likely to have impaired the OIG's ability to perform its essential duties, end of quote. Sort of like almost like saying you obstructed justice, but in a nice legal manner. OIG investigatory functions and subpoenas are not mere requests for public information from other government units or employees. OIG subpoenas are legal orders compelling attendance and production of evidence, serving as investigatory fact-finding tools authorized by the charter, and seeking relevant information. End of quote. White ordered the city and the mayor to identify and respond to each subpoena described in Cummings' amended complaint and to demonstrate it has been preparing and delivering said subpoenas requested by the Inspector General's office. So, big win. As that the lawsuit can now continue, the mayor, BS, and the city hall were asking her to dismiss the lawsuit. That did not happen. She's allowed it to continue. And now, of course, we'll see where it leads. And it just all of a sudden, they've been, you know, basically looking at this OIG relationship for at least the first couple of years, no problems. She'd give subpoenas, they would respond. All of a sudden, here in the last 6 months, we've seen the mayor dig his heels in and say, nope, I'm not going to, in fact, we're going to sue you, and we're going to just block your access. And of course, that prompted the lawsuit, rather, from the Office of Inspector General. But what is the mayor hiding? What does the mayor not want the Inspector General to see? Okay? What records? Is he, again, I think you're doing a sort of a, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks here. I think sidestep program, it would be, I think, crucial. And that I don't think he really wants us, of course, that has now been disbanded. It's no longer. But, again, I think it goes to the whole Monzi safe streets, a sidestep debacle. And then there's the, again, the BMOR charitable organization that his wife, Hannah Scott, was a contractor for and was paid $51,000 in city allocated funds. There might be some interest there on the Inspector General's part to see if everything there was on the up and up. So it's personal. And these, first off, it's personal. It's his wife, and it's personal. This is his little go-to favorite program, Monzi, Sidestep, and Safe Streets. All right, 743, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Chance to match wits with the entire panel on this Monday morning, but you must call now, and if you want to play. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, the right lane of the right tunnel, still closed, and the word is now it's an accident in the right tube, in the right lane at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So with that, only the left-hand lane is open there. The left tube is open with both lanes, but very quickly we backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and it's going to go back. If it stays like this, it'll go back to Moravia Road before it's over. 895, not quite back beyond Pulaski Highway, the last check, but again, it was getting there very quickly. So both the tunnels right now, 20 to 25 minute delays southbound. If you're coming south on 95, try to stay to the left and go through the left tube southbound. Otherwise, the right tube has only one lane getting through there. New Rec, Baltimore County, Hunt Valley on the ramp from northbound 83, exiting onto Shawan Road, and there was some road blockage on that ramp. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop by, see Bernie today if you can. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off a mild and muggy today, and then this afternoon maybe a shower or two. Highs in the upper 80s, a little bit drier Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe some precipitation back by the end of the week. Mostly cloudy, 76 in Annapolis, 75 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Tony in Pikesville is our contestant. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. And yeah, the ocean is full of sea nettles.
Still.
We were there last week, yeah.
Saying I've heard somebody say that getting a little bit better, but they're still there, but not maybe as many because of the rains. But because we're heading down there Friday, so.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
that's true. If it, do you pee on them, it makes it better, or what?
No, you pee on the rash that they make.
Right.
You pee on where.
Sounds like you've had personal experience with that, Maggie.
I didn't.
You might want to ask first. Yeah.
Good manners.
All right, Tony. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go second.
Second, okay. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, a career criminal with a lengthy record of burglaries and thefts who broke into a Portland countertop fabrication business was shot three times by the owner while attempting to flee, is now seeking $10 million in a civil lawsuit, arguing the property owner used excessive force against him.
He took it for granted.
Yes, he did. Story two. States Democrat leaders in Massachusetts have proudly unveiled a new bronze statue of the ancient pagan god Moloch in front of the state capitol last Thursday, further emphasizing their commitment to promote religious freedom and liberty.
Good luck with that.
Sorry, what state is this?
Massachusetts. State of Massachusetts. Moloch is the, again, like the devil. It's mm-hmm. got the goat horns and the head of a...
Oh, the mad Moloch.
Yeah, mad Moloch is right. Story number three, the very definition of creeping Sharia, and it's unconstitutional. Parents are suing a high school in California after students were taken on a field trip to a mosque last fall and given Qurans as part of the school's social justice pathway. Female students were told to wear an Islamic head covering. The parents of Jewish students are the ones that filing the lawsuit. Story one, homeless repeat criminal broke into Portland business, files $10 million civil lawsuit after getting shot by the owner. Story two, Massachusetts Democrats unveil an ancient statue of a pagan god at their state capitol on Thursday. Or story three, parents suing the California school for taking the Islamic field trip to a mosque. All right, we'll start off the week with Michelle. You get to go first.
All right. Well, I think number one is true. I know that that can happen. And I'm going to go with number two. I pray to God that's not right.
Okay. Number two, Tony?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick two. Two. I don't think they're smoking the horny goat weed up in.
All right. Tony goes for two. Maggie?
I can't help it. I'm going with number two.
All right. Maggie goes with sort of a natural position for you, Maggie. And Chuck?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute. I just had a visual. Hold on a minute. Okay. Oh, my God. Two. Oh, my God. Two, please.
All right. Everybody goes with story number two today. Story number two, Democrats unveiling the statue of the ancient pagan god Moloch outside the state capitol. Yeah, that's our fake news story the day. Congratulations, Tony.
Cool. Thank you.
We'll put you on hold to get your
number
prize.
Number three isn't great either, but
no. Yeah, no, it's not, but it is a true story, number three.
Yeah, I just saw that.
It is totally true there. All right. Very good. Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 7:49. It's 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Wes Moore thinks he's already commander-in-chief as he is criticizing the current commander-in-chief over the deployment of the USS Abraham Lincoln. You don't have enough problems here in the state of Maryland that you got to go on national television shows and comment on the USS Abraham Lincoln. I got to tell you, this guy I've only seen one other example of the incredible arrogance and hubris like this, and that would be Barack Hussein Obama back when he was an Illinois state representative. Speaks volumes, I think, of that. So we'll get into that. Also, outrage now as a 13-year-old child rapist has now been set free with nothing more than a slap on the wrist. Folks are really upset over that. We'll take a look at that story. Dan Cox coming up next, responding to the Democrat push poll. That's what it was last week, and he has now responded to that poll, and we'll talk the latest about that. And a little bit later on, the Hogan Institute at Washington College making news again. So we'll share that with you as well. Town Appliance wanted me to remind you that it's still backyard barbecue grilling season. A lot of barbecue time left. In fact, if you're like me and like the barbecue year-round, then it's always good to upgrade your backyard barbecue oasis. And the best place to do that, Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. They've got great brands like Heston and Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Everything you need to build that ultimate backyard oasis. They have over 70 top brands, and both mayors are going to help you find the perfect fit for your backyard and your budget. Ask about their flexible financing options as well. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
If you're 62 or older and you're still making a mortgage payment every month, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more. And that doesn't leave you much room in your budget each month. So month after month, the payments keep coming. Hi, I'm Mark McVeary. Did you know a reverse mortgage can pay off that current mortgage and eliminate that monthly payment? You stay in your home. You keep ownership. And for a lot of people, that's the difference between getting by and having some breathing room each month in their budget. I know people hear reverse mortgage and right away think, that's not for me. So they never bothered to look into it, and nothing changes. They just keep working around that payment each month and trying to figure out how things will work, month after month. If you're 62 or older, it's worth taking a real look at this. Call me, I'll take a look at your situation and tell you if it makes sense for you. 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked.
680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Seven 52, 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on KC and Company, and you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. I've got Mark saying, I listened to Lying Westmore on CNN with Fake Tapper yesterday. He just always lies. He said he was at a Shorebirds baseball game, and a woman came up to him and asked him about gas prices. There's zero chance that this ever happened. I have my doubts that he was at the game. Then he tells Jake about how he lowered electric bills for his constituents. He really is an embarrassment. Yeah, he apparently did show up at the game. Now, how long he was at the Shorebirds game, I don't know. But again, gas prices. So he could have said, well, maybe we'll just reduce the nearly 50 cents a gallon state tax on the gas prices. That's how I help. Nah, he didn't do that. All right, so 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Right lane of the right tube still blocked at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Accident in that right lane. Been there for a while now. It's only the left lane of the right tube is open. The left tube is open. Both lanes are moving. The backup not quite back to Moravia Road. Definitely back beyond the bridge at Eastern Avenue. 895 has taken a hit now. And they're backed up between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road southbound. So 25-minute delays at least at both the tunnels. If you're on 95, you're coming down the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp. Try to get to the left tube if you can. That's moving a lot better than the right tube. They're hurting a bit because of that right lane being blocked. Northbound 83 at the ramp to Shawan Road. Accident there, and there's a wreck north of the Beltway on Providence Road and Seminary Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Monday morning and to this afternoon, starting off mild and muggy, maybe an afternoon shower, upper 80s, and right now mostly cloudy, 77 in Annapolis. It is 75 in Bel Air, and you're listening to Casey and Company. So last week we told you, this was on Thursday, the poll that was released by this, they have like 10 different names for this poll. It's like, it's weird. So I went and did some a deep dive on the poll. This was the poll that says that Westmore leads Dan Cox by 27 points. You remember he lost last time by 32 points. And this was alleged 800 likely general election voters. But again, I question the methodology. And let's talk a little bit about the ownership of the poll. This is a Democrat lobbying firm. Perry Jacobson is the name of the firm. I did a little bit of digging. They're on the firm's website. There are several pictures of Westmore on the website. Joe Biden, Shifty Schiff. This is a Democrat polling firm. And I also found out they do work for Fox News. That might explain why Fox News' polls are so skewed to the left. So clearly there's a little bit of bias here. Now, I didn't see the internals as far as the exact questions they asked, how they were worded. But I do think, this poll, is not a independent, not a down the middle of the road approach of the poll. I think this poll is looking to, it's got several purposes. One is to discourage you, really. One is to basically discourage donors the most. That's the big one. They want donors to take a look at this poll and go, oh my God, I'm not going to give him any money. He's down by 27 points. Forget that. And also they wanted probably to depress the vote. This is voter suppression. When you put out push polls, when you put out polls that are biased by biased firms, it is meant to discourage Republicans, affiliated, and crossover Democrats. And as I've said before, don't take the bait. Okay? The only poll that matters is 3 November of 2026. That's it. Okay? Keep that in mind, if that's Election Day. I think it is. In any event, Dan Cox, as you might imagine, pushing back on this poll last week.
Hey, everybody, Dan Cox running for governor, and you should be encouraged tonight because we have some breaking news. You know, as you might have seen, Wes Moore dropped this so-called poll showing that he's double digits in the lead of over me, and that, most importantly to him, that Marylanders to the tune of 56% think that his leadership is just fantastic here in Maryland. We all know that's a farce, but now we have evidence that it truly is. He, you know what he's done? Breaking news. He's using a pollster literally in privity, in contract with TerraWulf. Perry Jacobson, his pollster, is the mega data center company contracted with mega data center TerraWulf, which has taken over the Morgantown power plant against the will of the Charles County folks. They threw out three of their representatives over this in their county council. And that's not all, folks. He's also using the same company that is representing U.S. Wind, trying to take over the only Atlantic port in Maryland. It's neither U.S. nor is it Wind, because it's a foreign company and it's a debacle, giving us less than 1% of the power. And it's going to destroy Ocean City. Folks, this is serious. Wes Moore is desperate. Be encouraged. We're on his heels. We're going to win. God bless. Have a good night.
All right, Dan Cox reacting to this poll that was put out last week. And again, I haven't seen any other polling data. I'm sure there's some being conducted or whatever. But again, you look at the polls for Francesca Hong out in Wisconsin. They had her up as much as 30 points, and she lost. So I think polling is tough during primaries. It's tough, especially during general election, when you're not polling, you know, true middle. Okay, trying to make it right down the middle here. I understand oversampling Democrats because you got more Democrats than you have Republicans, but still, I think you should have independent firms polling and not Democrat lobbying firms, as they have done. All right, I want to tell you about Law Office of Michael A. Freeman. Just saw Michael last week. He stopped in, and we had a good chat about the how he was, you know, here from the get-go, really. One of the founding fathers of advertisers here in WCBM, the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. And now, of course, he's branched out, and his son, Stephen, was probably just a babe when he started here nearly 35 years ago here on WCBM. But Stephen and Rachel Alpert Freeman and the whole family get involved, and you know when it comes to serious accident resulting in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. And there's nobody better, in my humble opinion, than Michael and his firm. That's why I recommend him to friends, family, colleagues, co-workers, and he's done amazing work, and he'll do it for you as well. Don't forget, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203 or maflaw.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The 60-day deadline for an agreement to end the Iran war and resolve the dispute over its nuclear program expires today, and there is no agreement to end the war. Apparently nothing on the horizon, but the Trump administration is not giving up. After sitting down with the Hamas chief in Egypt, U.S. negotiator Jared Kushner is meeting with Israel's prime minister.
Jared Kushner's Middle East trip comes as the U.S.-backed plan to strip Hamas of its weapons appears to have ground to a halt. Last month, President Trump announced that his Board of Peace had reached an historic agreement with the Palestinian armed group. But Mr. Netanyahu later rejected the deal, which would have seen Israel withdraw its troops from Gaza in phases. A Palestinian official told the BBC that Mr. Kushner met a delegation led by the head of Hamas, Khalil al-Hayya, in Cairo. Hamas, in a statement, later called on mediators and the Board of Peace to compel Israel to approve the roadmap for the next steps. But it will be hard, even for Israel's closest ally, the U.S., to pressure Mr. Netanyahu as he faces a tough October election to try to hold on to power. Many Israelis are also skeptical that Hamas is ready to disarm.
The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem. Ordering a scaling back of joint military exercises with South Korea, President Trump says the drills are costly and send a signal that's totally inappropriate and hostile to North Korea. Mr. Trump adds Pyongyang has been unthreatening and respectful during his time in the White House. Hurricane Lala left behind a lot of damage on Hawaii's Big Island, damaging or destroying at least 100 homes, leaving tens of thousands without power. Days of unceasing rains, flash flooding, and fierce winds have resulted in widespread outages in Indiana and at least seven deaths, including a four-year-old child. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 111 points, while the NASDAQ futures are up 162 points. S&P futures better by 9 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60 year old not so perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The right lane of the right tunnel, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel, I-95 still affected with an accident inside the tube, and that left lane is open but not moving very well southbound. If you can get to the left tube from the back up there on 95, you'll make better time going through there. The back up on 95 back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, 895 is solid all the way back even beyond the ramp at Moravia Road. So we're about 25 minutes on 95. We may be 30 minutes now on 895 south. And, of course, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is only two lanes open southbound. That's the normal traffic pattern through there. Providence Road is going to be closed for a couple minutes. They have to get a vehicle removed from the accident scene. So heads up there, Providence Road at Seminary Avenue, just outside the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more clouds around. Stray shower possible. Temps are going to be warmer in the upper 80s, and it's going to feel muggy as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Hampstead and 76 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office announced Friday that a Baltimore man was convicted of rape after a four-day trial, officials said. Daquan McCullers was found guilty of first-degree rape and related offenses for attacking a woman he met online. And a house fire in Perry Hall is under investigation. Baltimore County Fire crews said that on Saturday evening, they responded to a residence in Fountain Ridge Circle to find an active fire on the first floor of the single-family home. The fire was extinguished and no injuries were reported. Hazmat crews were requested to the scene for the possible involvement of a lithium battery. And a deadly officer-involved shooting in Bel Air is being investigated. Police say a Bel Air police officer attempted a traffic stop along the 300 block of Franklin Street on Saturday night. At some point, investigators say the officer became involved in a struggle with the driver, which led to the officer firing his service weapon. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick 3, was 782. The pick 4, 2385. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and carts.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, if the O's have learned one thing this year, it's that you can count on the polar bear.
Pulls that one into left field. That's going to put the Orioles ahead. Mayo's going to score. Here comes Holiday flying around third, and he'll score. Another huge hit for Pete Alonso.
Dave Fleming had the call on NBC Peacock. Alonso smoked that two-run double in the fifth, giving the Birds a 3-1 lead, and Baltimore would break it open with 7 2-out runs in the sixth. They crushed the Rays 10-2, and they pull into third place in the AL wild card race. After the game, Alonso on his pivotal at bat.
I mean, he threw some good fastballs early in that bat, and I'm just happy I was able to get one on the inner half of the plate and put it in play. I mean, guys in front of me did a great job getting on, and I'm just happy to come through right there.
The polar bear now has come through, 27 homers, 80 driven in on the year, 67 of those RBIs since May 1st, and that is the most in the majors. An audible groan could be heard throughout the stadium Saturday night when Tyler Loop failed to connect on his first field goal attempt from 49 yards. Loop has not been able to dial up from long distance consistently in his young career. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked in the post game if anything has changed in his opinion about the kicker.
Not really. Again, he bounced back well. We'll look at the tape and see if there was anything. It was also Ryan's first time holding.
You know. For his part, Luke came back to convert all three PATs and a 42-yarder later in the game.
It's all about how you respond. Missed my first kick, but who cares? Like, got to go make the next one. So felt good about the rest of the hits that night. Felt good about the kickoffs.
Just 2 weeks into camp, finally, and Maryland's defense is reeling. Terps freshman All-American pass rusher Zahir Mathis out for the year with an undisclosed injury, and cornerback Dante Joyner kicked off the team by head coach Mike Locksley. Joyner, an All-Big Ten selection last year, will not return to the program following an off-season arrest. Coming up in 30 minutes, don't sleep on Elijah Surratt. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. Anyway. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can reach us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Michelle Drusella, in for Kristen, who is on vacation. Kristen is back tomorrow morning here on Casey and Company. Coming up in this hour, the Hogan Institute is making news again from the Eastern Shore of Washington College. We'll share that with you a little bit later on. The 13-year-old gets probation in a rape case, which is now alarming. I said Charles earlier, it's Calvert County. And Calvert County prosecutors will talk about that story. But our top story here today, it is, I think, really evident. It is blatantly obvious that Wes Moore has one thing and one thing on his mind, and that's the Oval Office. He thinks, based on these manufactured polls, based on the Democrat machine, based on the war chest he's amassed, that he has already won the gubernatorial election, and he's concentrating on the national office for 2028. There's no doubt in my mind. How do I know this? Well, him now restricting the access to Sinclair Broadcasting and the Baltimore Sun not to answer their media inquiries because of the private lawsuit that David Smith has brought on him. This is a form of government censorship, and he doesn't want to be embarrassed. He's afraid that his national ambition, because you remember Sinclair, they have stations nationwide. Okay, the Baltimore Sun is just here, but the Sinclair Broadcasting, they have hundreds of television stations in the Sinclair Broadcasting. So, and then of course is his A tour of national media once again this weekend with his criticism of the extended deployment of USS Abraham Lincoln in the Middle East, who's part of the blockade on the Strait of Hormuz. Typically, carriers are at sea for 6 months and then usually... But the extenuating circumstances can happen, like wars. When wars break out, you can't... sometimes you got to have an extended deployment, and sometimes that is... by the way, the carrier USS George Washington is on its way to replace the Lincoln as we speak, but he and other Democrats like Danang Dick and others are basically using a few published reports of stories of supply chain issues, long deployment, mental health, etc. Wes Moore thinks he's commander-in-chief and wanted to send a message to the sailors aboard the USS Lincoln.
Our sailors aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln have now been at sea for roughly 9 months. 9 months away from their families and loved ones, often working below deck without sunlight, fresh food, and limited contact with the people they love. They are carrying a burden for a war whose purpose and endgame still remain unknown. The American people are paying billions of dollars for this self-imposed war. And our service people, while they can do the impossible, they're being asked to do the unnecessary. They deserve better. So do their families, and so do the American people. To all the members of our armed forces, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and take care of your people. Godspeed.
Now, my first question is, what was accomplished by that? Do you think his words of encouragement are going to improve morale, if morale is already bad, which I don't think it is? Do you think his words are going to accelerate any kind of supplies that they might need? Do you think they're going to get more time above deck as a result of his words? Now, this is, once again, the Democrats picking an issue that does not exist and trying to politicize it and using the troops for political gain. He should know better. You know, he served. You know, and for all intents and purposes, with the exception of the Bronze Star and a few other whoppers, he served with honor and left with honor. It's what he did after his service that has been dishonorable. All right, we'll talk about that. President Trump has responded. We'll hear from the Admiral Cooper as well regarding the USS Lincoln. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now the update here with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the right tube is completely open again now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There was an accident there at 7:25. They just reopened it in the last 5 minutes from the right lane being closed, and now we have all four lanes moving again at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 95 is backed up back to Moravia Road. That's going to take 25 to 30 minutes to clear out. 895 in the meantime also backed up to Moravia Road. So both the tunnels right now, if you're sitting in the tail end of that, anywhere from 25 minutes to 30 minutes to get through everything and then get back to normal once again south of that area. Really no problems for the traffic on 895 northbound. Just to make sure, looking here, yeah, we're clear coming north at Child Street and into the Old Harbor Tunnel on the northbound side. They're still working at an accident scene on Providence Road at Seminary Avenue. Baltimore County said they were going to have that closed for several minutes to remove a vehicle. And there was a wreck about a half an hour ago, maybe a little bit longer, northbound 83 on the ramp to Shawan Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy and headed towards maybe an afternoon storm today or shower. Highs in the upper 80s, a little bit drier Tuesday and Wednesday. And right now we're looking at mostly cloudy skies at 76 in Owings Mills, and we're looking at 77 in downtown Baltimore. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, then call Smile Design Center today, 410-321-1100. Well, we have been introducing the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence one by one today. The last signer of the Declaration of Independence from the delegation of the state of Pennsylvania, George Ross. And you'll remember that none of the signatories died as a direct result of them signing the Declaration on August 2nd, 1776. It was obviously introduced and voted on July the 4th, as we now know, Independence Day. But many of them, they did pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Many did lose their fortunes. Some had their homes burned to the ground. Some died penniless because they gave everything they had, including their fortunes, to the war effort. And of course, but none ever renounced their allegiance to the United States and independence after signing the document. George Ross was born in Newcastle, Delaware. His father was a minister educated at the University of Edinburgh. George and his siblings all received a sound classical education under the guidance of their dad. At the age of 18, George Ross chose the law as his profession as he moved to Philadelphia to apprentice under his older brother John. 2 years later, he was admitted to the Pennsylvania Bar and soon established his own successful practice. Ross served for dozens of years as the colony's crown prosecutor, which was the attorney general, was a loyal supporter of the king and the parliament. But in 1768, he was elected to Pennsylvania's provincial legislature, and there he came to better understand the growing colonial dissatisfaction with British rule. In 1774, when Pennsylvania named him one of its delegates to the First Continental Congress, George Ross soon embraced the notion of independence. And in 1776, when he was again elected as one of the colony's delegates to Congress, he did not hesitate to sign the Declaration. Knowing that the war was inevitable, Ross also accepted a commission as a colonel in the Continental Army. George Ross was sent to Congress once more in 1777, but had to resign his seat due to poor health. 2 years later, he was appointed to a judgeship in his state's Court of Admiralty, but was in office for 3 months before he died, probably from a severe case of gout. In July of 79, he did not get to live to witness the American victory in the Revolutionary War and the birth of a new nation. George Ross was a patriot for the cause of independence, but ironically, he was far less well-known than his nephew John's wife, Betsy Griscom Ross, who has gone down in history as the seamstress who sewed the first American flag. And that's the last of our signers of the Declaration of Independence, and it brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos, and he's offering deeply discounted rates, but you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, I see that Lori and Harmony Hall is the first Purple Flag accredited assisting living in Maryland. So what is Purple Flag?
Thank you for asking. So Purple Flag means that we have an accreditation from the program because we exceeded standards in over 60 areas that they have outlined that you need to in terms of catering to those with cognitive impairment. So our program is what's called a person-centered program, which means that we're looking at all aspects of them when it comes to their care. So their care plan is going to be very person-centered, as I said earlier, meaning that we have outlined, you know, what their likes and dislikes are, you know, what makes them tick, what motivates them, what they like to eat, things like that, to make sure that we're really catering to their needs throughout their day. Purple Flag is accreditation for excellence in dementia care, and we are the first in Maryland to receive this accreditation, and we are one of 39 other assisted livings who have received it. So it is not easy, I will tell you. It took a lot of time writing the program, a lot of back and forth with making sure we were in line with all of the standards, but we did it, we rolled it out, and we have seen a huge change in how we all approach manage memory care as a whole in our company, not even just at Lorien Harmony Hall. So achieving this, you know, this certificate of excellence has just meant a lot to our building and to our residents, and their families have just seen such a big difference in care. It's really moved us forward.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that, because that's quite an achievement. So the first Purple Flag accredited assisted living in the state of Maryland is Lorien Harmony Hall and their brand new innovative Harmony Park. For more information, log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:22, 22 minutes after the hour. Still to come here on Casey and Company on this Monday edition of the show. We're going to take a look at the a judge down in Calvert County has agreed with the DJS in Maryland, and they released a 13-year-old child rapist who raped 2 6-year-old girls with a home detention ankle monitor instead of being put in a secure facility. The Youth Charging Reform Act has already claimed more victims. We'll take a look at that and more coming up in just a few short seconds. 8:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. Let's get an update on Monday morning rush hour with Jellyfish Johnson.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Senior Casey. You, nice to be back.
You can be as slippery as a jellyfish on occasion.
That's nice. I appreciate it so much.
You're quite welcome.
95 South. Fort McHenry Tunnel, all four lanes are open. We had a problem at 725 in the right tunnel southbound, so we started the recovery in the last 15 minutes, but still backed up. 95 is hurting from Marifi Road all the way down through here, going through the tunnel, and then at least at 395 as you're working your way south, you're on your way down to the Beltway on the southwest side. It's going to take a while. It's still going to be 25 minutes at least for the backup southbound. 895 moved down now right around Pulaski Highway, but not back to Moravia Road now, but it's still 25 minutes there at least, and maybe 30 as well. So very slow traffic continuing. A couple of earlier problems. Northbound 83, the wreck on the ramp to Shawan Road, and a vehicle actually hit a utility pole, I think. This was the wreck earlier, Providence Road at Seminary Avenue, just outside the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off mild and a little sticky here this morning, humid. Maybe an afternoon stray shower. Highs today, upper 80s. It's cloudy, 78 in Annapolis, and it is 78 in mostly cloudy in downtown Baltimore. We're talking about Westmore reacting to the USS Abraham Lincoln deployment. This all started by Danang Dick and the Democrats trying to find an issue. Probably, you know, you have maybe out of 5,000 soldiers aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln, yeah, maybe one or two that are grumbling or don't like Trump, and they decided to tell somebody in their family. And look, I understand it's grueling, but they know when they sign up for this that this could happen. And the vast majority of sailors aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln are going to be fine with it. But this is, again, in this society, all it takes is one bad apple. And I don't know if that is in case happened here, but certainly it is an issue. President Trump, when he was asked about the extended deployment of the USS Abraham Lincoln, he told reporters if, again, conditions on the aircraft, or on the aircraft carrier, were substandard and deteriorating, he said, quote, "No, they're not. That ship is moving right now or very shortly and is being replaced with a very similar ship. And as I mentioned, they're sending the USS George Washington to the Middle East to replace the Lincoln, which was deployed from San Diego in November, has been at sea for about 240 days. When he was asked if the ship's deployment has gone on far too long, the president said, no, not nearly long enough. And he went on to say that he did direct Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, to monitor the conditions aboard the Lincoln, and Hegseth said the conditions have been completely misrepresented. He said, listen, we make sure that every ship, every crew, every captain has everything we can provide them at every single moment. Some deployments are longer than others. I have more respect and gratitude for those sailors than anybody. What they do in those high seas and those austere conditions with less port calls is incredible. Yeah, you do want to have a call, a port call. You do want to have some time on shore. But they did get a visit from CENTCOM Commander Chief Admiral Brad Cooper. And he said his visit to the Lincoln was awe-inspiring, praising the aircraft's crew for its resilience. This during a regional tour, part of his scheduled stop. He did make it his point to head over to the USS Abraham Lincoln. And Cooper said the history will record this deployment as one of the most operationally intense and consequential of the modern era. As to the complaints, he said, look, prolonged service at sea is uniquely challenging and can be tough, but praise the carrier's leadership for making the mental health and resilience of its crew a priority. And Cooper did note that the USS Abraham Lincoln has recorded the lowest number of mental health cases among the Navy's 11 active aircraft carriers. And some of these outlets in the media are reporting that sailors are jumping off overboard into the sea in an attempt to commit suicide. To my knowledge, there isn't one documented story of that happening. Again, this is how they try to end, go after Trump, end this war. And this is just, it's all politics, folks. And Westmore is engaged in a full cycle.
I think it's funny that months ago, the Democrats were complaining that the sailors were getting lobster and steak.
Yes. You're absolutely right about that, Michelle. They complained about their lobster and steak dinner. Now that maybe they'll be a little short on lobster and steak, they're complaining about. But these are the same Democrats that complain about funding the Navy, about giving our military the necessary money that they need to protect us, etc. So, you know, these are hypocrites. Wes Moore's another one of these hypocrites. Even though he served in uniform, the fact that he's now politicizing this story without any evidence whatsoever. Did he talk to a sailor? Did he talk to a parent of a sailor? I don't know. He's not saying. All he's doing, he's running with the Danang Dick. Here's another guy with stolen valor. Okay? Wasn't he the one that claimed he was in Vietnam when he never showed up? He was never there? I think he was, if I'm not mistaken. So just keep that in mind. A friend, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team of audiologists just wanted me to share with you that it's time to take care of your hearing. Get your hearing checked. If you're having any kind of hearing issues, they have 10 different locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore metro area. And they take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing loss or hearing issues. Again, they helped my wife with a bout of tinnitus a couple of years ago. Got her through it successfully. Very difficult to treat in some cases, but turned out to be A-OK, and they were just wonderful. We visited, I think, it was a Timonium location is where she went. But look at it, and, you know, again, they're the best. And I strongly recommend and highly recommend that if you're having any kind of hearing issues or just get that hearing test, you know, especially after the age of 50, call today for your appointment to 410-944-3100 or online at aaiaudiology.com. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. An investigation is underway after a bank was burglarized in Northeast Baltimore over the weekend. Police say construction equipment was used to break into Wells Fargo Bank along the 1700 block of East Northern Parkway early yesterday morning. When officers arrived, they found an excavator in the parking lot. The front of the building sustained significant damage and an ATM was smashed. And a man is dead after a shooting in Baltimore. Police say the 24-year-old victim was gunned down late Saturday afternoon along the 400 block of Lafayette Avenue. He was rushed to an area hospital where he died on Sunday morning. The victim's name hasn't been released. There's no word on a motive or of any arrest. And the Baltimore Baby Fund Initiative appears to be heading to the November ballot. That's according to supporters who say they have collected enough valid signatures. The initiative calls for giving a one-time $1,000 cash payment or supplies or subsidies to parents of newborns. And the cause of a weekend house fire in Baltimore County is being investigated. Firefighters were called to a burning home along Fountain Ridge Circle in Perry Hall on Saturday night. No serious injuries were reported. And a suspect is dead after being shot by state police during a traffic stop in Bel Air over the weekend. It happened Saturday night in the 300 block of Franklin Street in Harford County around 9 p.m. The Maryland Attorney General's office said that the officer and the suspect got into a physical altercation and that the officer fired his service weapon at least once. The suspect and officer were taken to local hospitals where the suspect died.
And a Maryland man is facing charges for allegedly peeping on a woman at her Northern Virginia home. The alleged incident happened the night of August 7th. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck reported. Might be an overturned vehicle here on the BW Parkway on the northbound side. The report says it's before the Beltway. They do confirm that it is an overturned vehicle. So if you're traveling northbound coming up from the airport, coming up towards West Nursery Road and eventually up to the Beltway, keep an eye out for that. We'll see if we can get a look at that. In the meantime, there's a wreck now reported Falls Road at Joppa Road. That would be just north of the Beltway. There was some road blockage reported there coming south towards a ramp at the Beltway. Both the tunnels, yeah, everybody's moving but hurting from earlier problems within the last hour or so. And both the tunnels are still backed up with 20 to 25-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild and muggy for your Monday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more clouds around. Stray shower possible. Temps are going to be warmer in the upper 80s, and it's going to feel muggy as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Rays tonight at 6.05 p.m. Baltimore going for a most improbable sweep of Tampa Bay, made possible by yesterday's pounding of the Rays.
That's a pop-up, and that should do it. In foul ground, Mayo's got it, and the Orioles make it three in a row here at the drop, 10-2.
Dave Fleming had the call on NBC Peacock. The Birds have now beaten the Rays six in a row. They've taken hold, albeit tenuously, of the third wild card slot in the American League, and they'll send Brandon Young to the hill tonight, opposite Baltimore native Shane McClanahan. This, by the way, all done without Adley Rutschman, traded away at the deadline to the Red Sox. The question is, how has Rutschman done in Boston? The answer is not good. Rutschman is 1-17 since coming over, 3 for his last 37 overall. The Red Sox are 1-4 with him in the lineup. Ravens with a big week coming up. Practice today at 11:45, tomorrow at 10:30, and then they board a plane on to Minnesota for 2 days of joint practices and then the game on Saturday. Wide receiver Jacoby Lane certainly grabbing all the headlines this summer, but don't sleep on fellow rookie receiver Elijah Surratt. Impressive in his NFL debut on Saturday night.
This is special, just first being in high school, going, being in Baltimore. I remember we pulled up to the stadium earlier today, and I'm like, man, I remember just passing this every single day on my way to high school, and it's crazy how everything turns out. I'm forever grateful for the opportunity.
Surratt, who prepped at St. Francis Academy, 6 catches on the night and 7 targets, 66 yards. You may have missed it Saturday night, but at the tail end of the Ravens' first play from scrimmage, rookie right guard Venga Ioane, throwing his weight around on his Philly counterpart, got a nice shove in there. Ioane was asked after the game how important it was to him to establish his physicality.
Very important. You know, so we're talking about in the online room is who we're trying to be, the identity that we're trying to have. And I'm trying to play to the echo of the whistle. That's exactly what it was.
Offensive line extremely impressive against the Eagles on Saturday night. Other sports news, an absolute stunner from late Saturday. Maryland's own Katie Ledecky lost an 800-meter freestyle race at an international meet for the first time in 14 years. The world's number one men's golfer, Scottie Scheffler, finally won another tournament. The FedEx St. Jude Open in Memphis, shooting 17 under. It had been 7 months since Scheffler had won a tournament. Joey Logano sending a message yesterday that he is back. The winner at Richmond Motor Speedway has moved up from 20th to 9th in the NASCAR Cup standings. Two races to go before the chase. And finally, this is a true story. A jersey worn by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at UCLA sold for $1.25 million over the weekend. It was traded for a transistor radio 50 years ago. The time now is 8:37. When we return, don't mess with Michigan football.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
So, Sean, I'm not sure, and you're the political guy, so you'll know. I'm not sure what the wisdom of this is in political circles, but that's why I bring it up. In a resurfaced 2023 podcast episode, Abdul El-Sayed, the guy who's running for the U.S. Senate nominee in Michigan, criticized American football, I don't know if you heard this or not, for promoting a, quote, toxically masculine culture.
Right.
He questioned if the sport could ever be ethical or safe. And not only that, but suggested that its ethos echoed historical American violence and slavery and westward expansion. Now, I understand that was years ago, and maybe he wasn't contemplating a bid or whatever for, but how can you say that in a state like Michigan, which reveres Wolverine football?
Just not Michigan. Michigan, Michigan State.
Detroit Lions.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big football state. And he played football.
And he played football.
He played football. Was it high school, I think?
Yeah.
I think he played football in high school. He's just another soy boy is looking to burnish his Democrat Socialist credentials. And that's trash everything in Americana. American football, American government, American capitalism, everything to do with Americans. And that's who they are right now. That's what they're nominating. So I think this will be an easy race for Mike Rogers in Michigan. He's just it reminds me of Francesca Hong with wanting to cancel Thanksgiving, then try to walk it back, and he'll probably have to try to walk this back as well.
It's amazing the way these things resurface years later and come back to haunt you.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah, the internet has a memory. Just remember that. Don't have you caught the Field of Dreams game at all?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that.
The best part to me, and it's just the whole setting, but they had a bunch of legendary players come out of the cornfields.
Amazing.
On walking on the field. Cal Ripken was there. I saw Wade Boggs. There were a bunch of ex-Phillies and so on, but just watching Cal come out in his jersey out of the cornfield just gave you chills.
When I was a kid, and maybe you think the same way, the All-Star game, they had the player introductions in their regular uniforms.
Yes, yes.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yes.
This was on steroids.
Yeah,
fantastic.
It was. Absolutely. They did it right. Every once in a while, Major League Baseball gets it right.
Exactly.
Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Somebody who did not get it right was the judge and the Department of Juvenile Services. And we talked about this story a couple of weeks ago. A 13-year-old boy found guilty of raping 2 6-year-old girls in Calvert County, sentenced last week to probation with electronic monitoring instead of placement in a secure facility. The sentence was held in Calvert County Circuit Court. State's Attorney Robert Harvey described the case as deeply troubling and rare for the region. Harvey said, quote, if it were committed by an adult, it would have been a felony. It's a rape by a 13-year-old juvenile offender of 2 6-year-old girls. And how that could even happen is beyond my comprehension, but it did. End of quote. The reason how they caught him, the boy allegedly bragged about that to his classmates, who then reported to police. Under Maryland law, juveniles as young as 13 generally can't automatically be charged as adults. Why? Because once again, the insane Democrats in the state passed the Maryland Youth Charging Reform Act. And so now they're automatically charged as juveniles, and then the Department of Juvenile Services makes a recommendation on the sentence, which is what happened here. They recommended home detention with an ankle monitor instead of in a secure facility. And the judge, who, by the way, I'm sure we can find it, we'll put our eagle bet, but the judges aren't named. The judges in juvenile court are not named for some strange reason. I understand why you're protecting juveniles. They're minors. They're allegedly underage. I think they should be named and shamed. But why are the judges protected in this particular case? Doesn't the public have a right to know which judges are letting 13-year-old rapists all off scot-free with an ankle monitor? So I imagine it's pretty easy if it was last Monday, it was in Calvert County Circuit Court, you just go to the docket and find out who was the judge on the... I mean, well, we'll get the name. But I've been told now that judges typically are not named publicly in juvenile courts. So they, I guess, they need somebody who we can name is Betsy Fox Tolentino. She's the DJS, secretary. She said, not every young person needs the highest level of intervention, and not every young person should receive the lowest. We have to assess each young person's effectively so that we can put the right service around that young person for their safety and the community safety and to help them change their behavior over time. Please, spare me. I wonder if Betsy Fox Tolentino would feel that way if it were her 6-year-old girls that were violated. Imagine these young girls now. Imagine the future for them. Again, who knows what kind of trauma they've endured besides physical. I'm sure there are years of psychological trauma that they'll be dealing with. The mothers and the family, the mother and family of these girls. So, again, I agree with the prosecutor in this case. This act and this decision shows the broader shortcomings in Maryland's juvenile justice system, which we all know is broken, and now raising concerns about if you're letting 13-year-old rapists. I'm going to make a prediction. I think this 13-year-old is going to do it again. I hate to say that, and I hope it doesn't come true, but he'll do it again. Because he wasn't significantly punished the first time. 8:43, traffic and weather on the screens. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're making a little progress now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. At 7:25 this morning, there was an accident in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That started it. It was there for about 45 minutes or so, and then that backed us up to Moravia Road. 895 took a hit, backed up to Moravia Road. Right now, both the tunnels are coming down to the area around O'Donnell Street and Eastern Avenue. So again, we're making some progress. Right now, we may be 15 to 20-minute delays southbound. Barring any new problems, that should begin to help itself just a little bit. I need to check one little spot just to make sure south of there that we're not going any further with any backups. Yeah, 95 Russell Street, 395, all the lanes are open. The sky ramp into the convention center is clear. Had a wreck about a half an hour ago. BW Parkway northbound between the airport cutoff and the Beltway. At that time, that was reported as an overturned vehicle. The new wreck was on Falls Road at Joppa Road between there and where the JFX begins. Baltimore County might still be working on that wreck. It took down some wires as well at Providence Road at Seminary Avenue just outside the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast starting off mild and muggy heading towards the afternoon. Maybe a stray shower, highs in the upper 80s. A little bit drier Tuesday, Wednesday before another weather maker moves in. Right now, cloudy 79 in Annapolis, 78 in Pikesville. And it is time for our feel-good news segment of the day. Our feel-good news brought to you by Town Appliance. A family from Pennsylvania took a trip to the beach in Jersey and discovered a megalodon tooth. It was later confirmed by a fossil expert to be from a megalodon, the giant extinct shark that lived millions of years ago. And you probably wouldn't know much about it unless, they've got a couple of Jason Statham movies, I think, with a massive giant extinct shark. But anyway, here's Mike and Bo Bowers. The megalodons grew as long as 50 to 80 feet, making them the largest carnivorous shark ever. And here are the Bowers talking about their discovery.
I pulled a shell out of the one rock. There was like a hole in the rock. I looked down and I was just astonished, but I couldn't fit my hand in there. Of course, I'm screaming like a crazy man over there for him to come running over because of his small hand. And what'd you see?
I was just, like, really excited. At first, I was scared to put my hand down until I seen it.
Yeah, there was a tooth of the Megalodon shark still there intact. However many millions of years later. Just incredible story. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
So earlier in the show, we were talking about Dr. Fauci. They've discovered more texts, more emails implicating him in a cover-up and knowing that there are adverse effects to the jab for pregnant women and also for those that... Again, had adverse events as a result of their injections, their experimental gene therapy injections. Former ABC News journalist Terry Moran is out now on a podcast claiming a story about COVID being a lab leak was spiked, meaning it was killed by then Dr. Anthony Fauci because it contradicted him. He said it, you know, again, it occurred naturally. It was a bat soup or whatever in the wet market. And we now know, of course, that was a lie. And he knew it was a lie at the time, but he pushed that lie. And then ABC got wind of it, and they were going to publish a story. And he spiked it. He called up and said, "You got to kill the story." Here's Terry Moran telling that story.
I will tell you the story of the one time that I did feel the heavy hand of censorship in my work at ABC News. So shortly after, it was COVID. So it was like... early in 2021, maybe January, February, I'm seeing online and elsewhere people that I thought were smart and serious, Jamie Menzel mostly saying, and others, maybe this leaked from the lab. And I was like, well, that's interesting. So I went to Nightline. I said, hey, you know, I'd like to do a story on, and they were like, great. Yeah, let's do it. So we just across the board, we talked to, you know, molecular virologists. We talked to people in the Trump administration who had been in the Trump administration. Broke a little news that that lab had been funded by the Chinese military, despite the bad lady saying no, it hadn't. Mm-hmm. And that came from the security, a tip from inside the one of the three-letter agencies in the government. And we kind of laid it out. And at the end of the day, my own personal feeling was, you know, I thought it's probably a little bit more likely it's natural. But if you told me it had leaked from the lab, fine. And it's probably not cooked up. It's probably not a Frankenvirus. But I didn't reach that conclusion. I just laid it out. And we're ready to go. And the day that it's supposed to air, it gets reviewed. And it comes back to me. And it is incomprehensible. And I've never been angrier. I'm in the booth.
These lawyers?
Lawyer standards, and I was told, Fauci.
Oh?
And I said, I can't do this, and they're going to air, and they, you know, it's a 15-minute piece or whatever, and I'm cursing and screaming in the booth.
Yeah. So there you have it. And wonder how many others, and Moran now has, I guess he's willing to tell the truth, but how many other instances were there? Where there were winds of people getting the truth, maybe sometimes I think these people stumble on the truth, and he had an opportunity to tell it, and it was spiked. And the executives at ABC, not Terry Moran, I don't blame him, but the people at ABC, Disney, whatever, decided that wasn't worth telling the truth to the American people. Let's continue this cover up. And everything that went on with COVID during the time. It is a dark moment in U.S. history. There's no doubt in my mind. People were not able to worship freely. Their jobs were threatened. They were kicked out of the military. They were kicked off police forces. Employers mandated the vaccine, including Fox News, by the way. They mandated the vaccine. We were lucky here at WCBM. They did not do that. And so that is something that obviously, you know, there were a lot of people whose lives were negatively impacted. We had 7 million people die worldwide, 1.2 million people here in the United States. We had 50 to 60,000 Marylanders die as a result of these kinds of policies. And I understand it was a different time. It was a pandemic. But people, instead of keeping their cool and practicing good science and good medicine, they bought into the hype. They bought into the panic, unfortunately. And it doesn't bode well for next time. I mean, that's for sure. It's 8:51. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Day 53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, finally, we do have a little breathing room now at both the Harbor Tunnels, even though 95 right here at the O'Donnell Street Hill going up to the top and then eventually come down towards Keith Avenue, still slowing right there. We had a big backup earlier because of the accident in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, backed up to Moravia Road. Right now, it's at O'Donnell Street and it's trying to get better. All the lanes are open going into the tunnel southbound, but it's still kind of creep and crawl right through that area. 895 also now. Some breaks in the traffic, slowly trying to recover and still backed up right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. Keep in mind they had the wreck on the BW Parkway northbound at the Beltway. That was an overturned vehicle. Some of the ramp traffic could be affected there. The camera is out at that location, but the data is showing that some of the Beltway ramps could be affected as well. So keep an eye out for the local authorities and, of course, the state police in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, mild and muggy, maybe a shower later this afternoon, upper 80s right now, 77 in Parkville under cloudy skies, 79 in Pasadena. It's Kim Klasick Live coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. Not the weekend that Congresswoman Nancy Mace had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New podcast or something?
The pictures and
the tattoos?
Yes. Yeah. Everybody's like up in arms over it. No pun intended. On X. I didn't mind it. When I first saw her picture, I thought maybe they weren't real tattoos. When I first saw them, I thought maybe it was like maybe she was doing something back in her district.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I saw the headlines. They were like 48-year-old Nancy Mace getting tattoos. And then, you know, of course, everybody's saying, oh, this is so bad. This is so awful. She's supposed to be conservative. I don't know. How did you feel about it? I didn't think it was that bad.
I just think it's a departure from,
okay,
you know, you look at somebody who was in Congress and maybe not you know, you don't really see her in that in that kind of a role. Now, that's why I think people are upset. They're a little bit shocked by it. But I'm not bothered by it. I just
I am not either.
Yeah.
I wonder if they realize that a lot of people in Capitol Hill have tattoos, but you just don't see them because of how they dress.
Is it? Think it's double standard because guys that have tattoos, they get sleeves. People don't care, but they
care
see women with a sleeve or a couple
it
of tattoos.
They get, Sean, you're right.
There we go.
Sexist. Anyways, we might touch on that a little bit, but I really wanted to start the show talking about the baby fund in Baltimore and how that's now going to the voters on the ballot, and it'll see whether or not people vote to give people an incentive, I guess, really to have more babies that they can't afford. Because it's a $1,000 check, I would think that
that's not going to go very far.
It's not. It's not. And that's kind
you can
of my
spend
thing.
That in like 3 months.
Yeah,
on baby food, diapers.
Yeah,
etc.
Yeah, so it's like, who does this incentivize to have children? Because if you are a grown adult and you're working, I'm sure you've got mortgage, you've got rent, you've got gas bills, you've got all these bills to pay. I would think that this is going to be enticing for young adults that might look at $1,000 and think that it's, you know, going to get them much further. I don't know.
What happens if you can't have children you want to adopt? Do you qualify for the $1,000?
Oh, you know what? That's an interesting take, because right now, Baltimore City Council, they're going to have to decide who qualifies for it. So we'll talk about that. Obviously, Mako, you had Governor Wes Moore versus Dan Cox on data centers. So we'll talk about all that more coming up next.
All right, coming up next, Kim Klasick Live, always informative and entertaining. Stay tuned for that. Larry Hogan and his Institute are back in the news again. That's right. Second time in a week. This time, first time I think it was the Baltimore Sun. This time it's the Baltimore Banner. And just a one quote rather, saying Larry Hogan and this Maryland College want to bridge the partisan divide. They're talking about Washington College. And there's a quote in the paper from him on the Hogan Institute at WAC saying that I think the majority of Americans today really believe our country is way off track, that we're heading in the wrong direction. They're sort of fed up with the divisive politics and the extremes of both parties. Really? Larry Hogan talking about divisive politics when he single-handedly probably destroyed Dan Cox in the last election cycle in 2022, calling him a QAnon whack job, saying he wasn't fit to be governor, saying he wouldn't even be welcome to the governor's mansion, threatening to arrest people if they disagree with him during COVID policies. I mean, it's just, sorry, I don't think he's the poster boy of fixing our divisive politics, but we'll wait and see what comes out of the Hogan Institute. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty. Vinny has a track record of over 20 years of selling homes faster and for more money than your average realtor. We're talking three times faster for about three times more money. And the reason why Vinny's so successful, besides being a hard worker and being very philanthropic, is the database of roughly 12,000 or more buyers that are ready, willing, and able right now to purchase your home. It's once you sign the contract with Vinny, if you discuss asking price and time frame, then your home is sold, guaranteed. Because then these buyers in the database get a chance to see it before it even hits the open market or MLS, and you're off to the races, as they say. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or VinnySteele.com, and tell them I told you to call. Thanks to Michelle for filling in for Kristen. Appreciate that. Kristen's back tomorrow. We'll see you. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.